What the heck?
Oh, yeah. Blue bar on my face. Hey, guys. I am SethandKobe.com. Audio listeners, go watch the video. I'm like Cyclops.
How does this happen?
I like it. Just leave it. No. What a good start. We're very technically efficient here. Yep.
I can't even fix it because I'm laughing too hard.
How does that happen, man? Does OBS just poop its pants?
I think that's just like the default position of it. And like the problem, like in studio mode, which is how we check the camera location, right. It doesn't show any videos because it's too much process or whatever. So like you can't see this artifact at all. So there was no way for me to know that it was even there.
Perfect.
But it's locked in place. So like, yeah, like over the weekend, OBS was just like, "Hey guys, yeah, you what is that? Let's see screen cap. Okay, it's right on that one. Just wasn't right on
the main one." Fantastic.
Right over your face, dude.
Oh, that was perfect.
That couldn't have gone better. Hey guys, what's up?
What's going on?
It's the Seth and Colby show. We're here. We should tweet. I didn't write a tweet.
You're not doing nothing. Let's see. Video games.
We were busy talking about boring stuff before the show. So this is our structured tweet. I did not spell that right. Well-structured tweet about how we are live.
It's very good.
I got to save like 25 characters.
That's a very good word right there.
And then did twitch.tv/Seth and
stretched.
I'm going to fix it.
Stretched.
Structured. I want structured.
Well, you spelled almost stretched.
S-T-R-U-C. T-H-U-R-E-D, right? Structured.
No. Where is the H?
There should be no H.
Why was there an H in there, man?
It's a great question.
Take that exclamation point off.
Oh, rid of the comma.
No comma.
All right, let's add a GIF. What GIF should we do today?
Tomato.
We already did tomato.
No, that was your stupid Bitmojis. I want a tomato GIF.
We've already had a tomato.
GIF. Oh, did we?
Yeah, look.
Where's the tomato?
Right here.
Oh, you're right. I don't know why I'm obsessed with tomatoes.
I don't know either. You may have a problem.
Cherries.
Cherries, okay.
Or anything else.
Cherry.
That's not how you spell cherry.
I spelled cheery.
God, you're on one today, man.
All right, let's see here. How about this crab, like, eating a cherry?
That looks good to me, man.
All right, let's do a crab eating a cherry. That's a pretty adorable crab,
very
to be honest
crabby.
With you. We could put this on the screen, you know, like this one. Yeah, there we go.
Crabs.
Yeah, crab.
Crabbity crab.
Okay, there we go. There's the tomato.
We're tweeted, we're structured, we're here, we're live.
Yep.
What's up?
I can't believe that video bar was over your face.
That was great, man.
That's the best intro to any show we've ever done. So it's a good reminder to you people who only watch or listen through audio, through like iTunes and stuff. You watch the show at twitch.tv. So I said they call
it. And follow us there too.
So you can see those hilarious things.
Because it's fun.
Yeah.
Get notifications when we go live and then you can watch.
Yeah. You see our beautiful faces.
It's cool stuff, man.
You can also watch it on demand on youtube.com/SethandKobe.
Subscribe. The more subscribers we get, the better our content will become.
So today I have lots of weird. The show has lots of weird topics.
Okay.
Like there's no like
structure.
Theme.
Yeah.
Like it's. I got stuff about iPhones. I got stuff about exercise. I got like stuff about fighting crime in the future. I did a bunch of stuff about LeBron James versus Donald Trump. If you want to talk about that,
because
it's
kind of
funny. You know, and it's just lots of weird stuff. Like, there's not. Well, I guess what I'm saying is there's not a lot of movies and TV.
Yeah,
which is like what we usually talk about.
That's kind of our show. Yeah,
but it's like lots of weird news.
Weird news. That's always fun to get to.
Yeah, it's weird stuff this
week. Like that stuff, man.
Yeah,
let's get to it.
All right, let's play this. Let's play the intro.
Let's start the show.
And hope it doesn't like play like in the middle of the screen or something. And then we'll run back. So here we go. Intro, ladies.
Who are Seth and Colby?
Idiots!
So-called podcast gods who blazed the trail for talk radio on the internet.
What a ridiculous name.
First partnering in 2008, Seth and Colby took the internet by storm with their unique views on the hot topics of the day.
Science
is a liar sometimes.
We won't lie. They've been away a while. A lot of things may have changed.
45th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
But Seth and Colby are here to teach you.
This is America. You're either a duper or a dupee. I'm a duper. You guys are the dupees.
To entertain you.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
And to make you laugh. Seth and Colby will dissect the world as it is. Movies, meme culture, music, weird science.
We didn't have time to work out the minutiae of the plan.
And they'll bring it to you in a lovely package that will delight you and those closest to you. Now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show.
Bow, bow, bow.
We talk about stuff and things
and
every
stuff.
Sunday and Thursday, twice a week.
2 days.
It's incredible. Today's show happens to be on a Sunday.
It is.
September 24th. Yeah. It's my sister's birthday.
Woo!
Yeah, happy.
Happy birthday, Seth's sister.
Yep. She turns 22. It's not really a big deal.
Oh, my gosh.
All the big birthdays are done for her. It's over.
Yep. Just downhill now.
Yep. That's it. Life's over. Nothing to look forward
to. It's over.
Except the sweet release of death.
Going
hey, everybody.
Down.
So every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central, you can watch our show live. And every Thursday at 7 p.m. Central, you can watch our show live. Both at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby. And then, of course, you can also, if you feel like it, you could also go and watch the video on demand on our YouTube page. And highlights from the show at youtube.com/Seth and Colby. And if you don't like video because you're blind, which is really the only reason I could think of that would give you an excuse to not watch us.
Yeah.
You can go to iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher and subscribe to us. Either way, what we do is we ask. If you're listening on audio, please leave us a review. And if you're watching on video, please hit that subscribe or follow button.
Yeah.
It really helps us out.
Those buttons are there for a reason.
And, yeah, it makes us happy.
It also
it makes us feel better.
That extremely, like, bouts of joy.
Right. It's legit. It's literally the reason Colby comes and does the show every week.
It really is.
If it dried up and no one was liking or following us, he wouldn't come here.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, because he's got important things to do.
I'm here for you.
And if you weren't liking it.
Somewhat.
Yeah, mostly you. Though.
Mostly you.
Because he had any problem telling me to shut up and leave.
Yep.
No problem.
Shut up and
leave. In fact, we learned right before the show we were talking, he doesn't even know when I leave.
I don't.
I'm invisible.
I black out a lot.
just in life. So, do that. Also, if you're watching live on Twitch, if you type !Foghorn or click the donate button.
I'm back. Sorry, I blacked out.
Oh, that's okay, man. We weren't talking
foghorn.
About anything important. Yeah. A giant, loud foghorn will sound in the middle of the show, stopping us from whatever we're talking about
right. And
making us read your name and message right there on the show. So if you want to do that, it's a good way to, like, troll the show and, you know, input your favor.
Yeah.
Make us read your political
make
messages.
Us talk about what you want to talk about.
Yes.
Or
unless it's hate speech, and then we'll just take your money and say no thank you
yeah.
to your message.
That's the only thing we'll say no to.
Yeah, though. Pretty much, yeah.
So,
pretty much. Like, if it's gross,
anyway.
I'll make Colby read it. That's kind of how it'll work. Like, if I'm like, this is not something I want to say, Colby will read it. He doesn't have standards.
I don't.
So that's !! Foghorn in chat. Just type that. You'll get a link. And you click
type
it. And then you do the thingies.
Donate.
All right? Today on the show, we're going to talk about stuff, things, so we should probably just stop doing this introduction, get into it. Thank you guys for listening. We'll do the patent fade out.
And we're faded.
And we're faded out.
Faded.
We are faded out.
Faded.
My sir. All right.
Just pick a random one then, man. It's all weird. Just pick a random one.
Just give me a number and I'll pick the number.
7.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
That's great.
All right, here we go. Boom.
Oh, that's a perfect story for me.
Why you should really start doing more things alone.
Perfect.
Yeah. On any given Friday night, bars, restaurants, and movie theaters tend to fill up with people spending time with friends, lovers, and family. But when the weekend comes, those who find themselves on their own are likelier to be found on the couch at home doing something in private.
Yep.
There's nothing particularly strange here, but maybe we're missing out when we actually choose to stay in. We don't have any social plans. People decide not to go do things all the time just because they're alone, said Rebecca Ratner, professor of marketing at the Robert H. Smith School of Business,
anyway.
Who has spent almost half a decade studying why people are so reluctant to have fun on their own and how it may lead to, well, less fun overall. The thing is, they would probably be happier going out and doing something, even if they were alone. Ratner has a new study entitled Inhibited from Bowling Alone, a nod to Robert Putman's book about Americans' waning participation in group activities that's set to publish in the journal blah, 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 blah. Their findings. People consistently underestimate how much they will enjoy seeing a show, going to a museum, visiting a theater, or eating at a restaurant alone. This miscalculation, she argues, is only becoming more problematic because people are working more, marrying later, and ultimately finding themselves with smaller chunks of free time. These conclusions stem from five separate experiments. In four of them, the researchers surveyed people about certain activities, probing whether they prefer to participate in them with others or alone. In the fifth, Ratner and Hamilton put the preferences to the test by gauging whether people actually enjoyed visiting an art gallery more when they were in the company of others compared to when they were alone. So basically, they asked people, do you like seeing movies with people or without people better? And people would say, I like going with people.
Yeah.
And then they sent people alone or with people, mm-hmm. and they gauged their actual happiness afterwards. So, like, see okay. if their perceptions were wrong or not. Okay? Uh-huh. What they found is that people expected to enjoy the gallery less when they were alone, but they actually tended to have it just as good a time whether they had company or not.
It's because art galleries are lame. Either way, you just stare at things. You're like, yeah, make a comment on that. Or don't if you're alone.
Yeah,
make comment
galleries
to
are
yourself.
Like, they're like high pressure.
Yeah.
Like, you have to, like, have something to say.
Right.
You know, like, ooh, this art, it speaks to me.
Otherwise, you're just
about...
staring at pieces of paper on a wall.
Right, so
that's
like,
it.
But if you're alone, you can stare at a piece of paper on the wall and feel no pressure to
right.
comment on it.
Because you're just like, you appreciate it more.
It's a good point.
Hmm.
When you compare the experience that is very similar with or without someone else, like visiting a gallery or going to a movie, you find little difference in enjoyment. Going to a restaurant might be a little different because there's that element of conversation, but that doesn't preclude the reality that going to a restaurant alone is still enjoyable. Indeed, the question isn't whether we're going to have more fun doing something with friends rather than not. It's about those times we don't have someone to see a movie with or eat at a newly opened restaurant, and there's discomfort about going by ourselves, even though we'd probably have a fine time. So the reality is that you're foregoing a lot of fun. We all are. It says most people are overly self-conscious, and this is why. The reason is we think we won't have fun because we're worried about what other people will think. We end up staying at home instead of going out to do stuff because we're afraid others will think we are a loser.
Screw those people.
But other people, as it turns out, aren't actually thinking about us as judgmentally or intensely as we tend to anticipate.
It's not, like, oh, there's another person.
Yeah, I don't even know if they do that.
That's great.
Not nearly, in fact. There's a long line of research that shows how consistently and regularly we overestimate others' interests in our affairs. The phenomenon is so well known that there is even a name for it in psychology, the spotlight effect. A 2000 study conducted by Thomas Gilovich found that people regularly adjust their actions to account for the perspective of others, even though their actions effectively go unnoticed. Many other researchers have since confirmed the pattern of egocentric thinking that skews how we act. If people are going to see that it's okay to do something for pleasure on their own, that's the way to get rid of the stigma.
Hmm. So you're saying if I expose myself to being alone, doing other things other than staying in my apartment, that I will become less spotlight effect?
Yes. And you'll be more happy. Is what they're saying.
Interesting.
Because by going out and doing something, you actually have fun, even though you feel like you won't.
Yeah.
The study shows that you will. And you're going to realize that no one cares that you're out alone, which then gets rid of the spotlight effect, because you think right now people will look at you in a movie alone and go, wow, look at that perv back there.
Right.
When really no one cares.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good point. Like, if I see somebody out alone, I'm like, they could be with someone else. They
yeah. Well, I mean, honestly,
literally next to it.
I don't even know if unless they're sitting next to me,
right?
I don't even notice.
I don't even care. It's
yeah.
like a hot second, and then I'm off doing what
right.
I do.
It's like, where are my Twizzlers? You know.
I mean, last night I didn't do anything, and instead of staying home, I went out and bought some books and bought a video game.
Yeah.
And I guess that was more fun than sitting at home not reading or not
right.
playing this video game. So
there you go, man.
I guess my
I
next
mean, this
step
makes...
is a movie.
This is like, okay, there's a lot of scientific studies out there where you're like, no duh.
You're
okay?
Right.
And this is one of those studies that's like, no duh, but then again, I never really thought about it.
Yeah.
Because it does kill two birds with one stone. Like, I've told you on this show a couple times that going to a movie by yourself is like the best thing ever.
Right.
It's really awesome. But then your argument was then they're a weird guy alone in the theater.
Right.
And so this shows you that no one cares if
no
you're alone.
No one cares. And I mean, that's the whole point, isn't
right.
it? That we all just
you
do
could just, really,
so much stuff to back or
right.
because of people think and then
yeah.
just screw
those
people.
You can apply this
people.
To everything in life.
Just screw those people. Who cares?
Yeah.
Only you people. Those are the only people I care about.
Well, yeah, but we care about them for a business reason.
Nah.
Like, I don't care.
It's a personal relationship.
They don't care at all what kind of car I drive. They don't care at all about that.
No.
They don't care that I'm wearing this green shirt.
I care. It's very bright and it hurts my eyes.
I'm sorry I'm blinding you, man.
Thanks.
I'm sorry about that, dude.
Well, I guess, I don't know. I'd go see a movie by myself,
maybe. I think you should try it.
It sounds weird, though.
Just try it.
Just sounds weird. It's like I'd want to talk about the movie afterwards, and I just talk to myself.
Go see Wind River by yourself.
And bring alcohol.
Because that's a movie that you don't want to talk about afterwards because it's so depressing.
Gotcha.
But it's also a great movie to see alone because you can really enjoy it.
Okay.
You should try it out. And then go see some kids movie or something in a trench coat.
Kids movie? Oh, God, no. That stipulation is bad.
Yes, I'd like 3 tickets to Trolls, please.
Please give me 1 ticket.
Why did I say 3
1
tickets?
1 ticket and some popcorn.
I need 1 ticket to Trolls.
Can you put me next to a child, please?
Yes, my popcorn bucket have a hole in the bottom of it?
It's disgusting. See, we're only reinforcing the stipulations.
Yep, that's the problem.
So it's like people like us would judge other people like us that do this.
Yes.
So maybe not.
Maybe the problem with us is we judge too much.
We are very judgmental.
I mean, that's kind of what we... That's like our whole show's based around judgment.
Yes, we judge things like this news story and whoever wrote it. It's like...
Who wrote this?
I think the title is also, Why You Should Really Start Doing More Things Alone. Like, I mean, that's not...
You know what I judge?
It's not a reason.
I judge the fact that this is... In an uncategorized category. That's what I judge.
It is totally lifestyle.
Yeah, I totally agree. They got lifestyle, fashion, sport, tech, and gadget. It's definitely under lifestyle.
Under lifestyle, there was a category called motivation.
Let's look at uncategorized. Just can we click the category itself? No.
Nope.
You can't.
Stupid.
Yeah. Oh, and it's by admin. What is this site?
What is this site?
Did we just stumble upon like a WordPress site?
Is this like fake news? It's like, let's put up just completely bullshit articles.
He's made this up.
Yeah, they're like, this isn't true. We just want to see if we can get more alone people to go out and look like losers.
You know, this was posted today.
Bloom's Mag.
I bet this is their first viral article, dude.
Really?
I bet so.
Maybe.
You think we're participating in their fame right now?
All of them are done by
right
admin,
now?
Though.
That's what I'm saying. You think like it's made by someone who just writes stuff and this is the first one they wrote that's blown up?
They have 538 Facebook likes.
I mean, that's nothing.
That's nothing.
This has got to be their first one to blow up. Do you think they even know?
80,000 subscribers on Vimeo.
On Vimeo?
That's weird.
Who uses Vimeo?
I don't know. Interesting. Very interesting website.
Like, let's look at why self-esteem sucks and why you don't need it. Let's see how many, many flames that one had.
Flame.
I'm clicking it. You could also tell that their site is getting pounded because it's loading so slowly.
Yeah. Was this trending on Reddit or something like that?
I think I got this one from Dig, I want to say.
I did not know Dig was still around.
Yeah, they do actually. They have pretty cool news. I get a lot of our stories from them, but a lot of them we don't do because a lot of them are like intelligent.
We also like sell stuff now, too.
They
don't
do.
They?
Yeah.
I think I get emails from them.
Yeah.
And-
yeah. There it goes.
Like a web course from.
Yeah, see, this one has 11 views. Yeah, dude, we're like blowing up their site.
We're blowing up the site. We caught the hot article of the week.
That's pretty cool, actually.
That's ridiculous.
Think about this person right now is freaking out about how many likes.
Look at how much traffic I'm getting to my website.
Dude, they've got to be right.
Oh, my God. I got to write more stuff about people being alone. Just like me. There's thousands more people like me, and they're all reading it.
You're so right.
Like, I mean, you really can't be alone, like, if you're in a relationship.
I just...
Like, you would do things together if it's a serious
right.
relationship.
Like, me and Chris
so
don't
like
really
alone.
Do anything alone. Like, the only thing we right. do alone is work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's...
Well, I play Destiny.
It should be for single people.
I don't play Destiny with her.
I don't get it.
But I don't play alone.
Yeah.
So...
See?
She I watches alone. YouTube alone. Well, you're not going to tonight if you play.
Oh, shoot.
Or Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday or Friday or Saturday.
Yeah, any day.
Well, he probably will Wednesday and Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
Because I have my son those days and I play with him. But otherwise, no, never alone again.
Never alone.
That's why Chris is worried about you getting Destiny.
Oh, I know.
Because I play every day from like 9 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I try to do is not play in the evenings.
Right.
Occasionally, like Luke will be like, because he works too. He's like, hey, man, you want to play this evening?
Yeah.
And I'll be like, yeah, I can get on for an hour or so. But like Chris knows that if you text me, he's like, you want to play Destiny? I would be like, yup. Like, I could be in the middle of sex and be like, babe, I got to go.
I got to go. I got to go.
it's going to happen. So, and she knows that, and that's why she's mad at you for that.
Yeah, she let me know, for sure.
Yeah, she texted you back about it before I had a chance to. Like, I showed her a picture of, like, look at this, babe. And she is me like, oh, my God.
You said, oh, sheet. And then I got from her, why, Kobe? Why? It's fantastic.
All right, give me another number, man.
24.
We don't have that many.
Four.
Four, all right. Should I close this one?
Yes.
Okay.
Because then I can pick seven again.
One, two, three, four. Taking a break from dieting could actually help you lose weight.
No.
That's what it says, man.
No.
It's a new study. One problem with dieting is that when you give your body less energy to operate, it adapts to use less energy, which could slow weight loss. A way to get around that problem, a new study suggests, may be intermittent dieting. Taking a two-week break for regular eating between bouts of dieting may actually improve weight loss. The biological phenomenon that can lead to plateaus in weight loss and trouble keeping the weight off is sometimes called adaptive thermogenesis.
Oh, shoot.
When the body gets less energy than it's used to, it responds by lowering what's known as the resting energy expenditure, the amount of energy your body uses simply to keep itself going. Since the amount of energy your body uses is tied to your weight and composition, you'd expect to use less energy as you slim down. But research shows that during dieting, which is, remember, providing less food than your body is used to, resting energy expenditure decreases even more than would be expected simply due to weight loss. Adaptive thermogenesis is a change in biological and behavioral processes that lowers your resting energy expenditure. In other words, when you eat less, your body sheds pounds, yes, but then starts slowing its energy use to survive.
I mean, in dieting, like, eating the right foods?
Yeah, I think this is, I think, like, as this goes on, basically, if you're not doing, like, a crash diet,
yeah,
this doesn't apply.
Okay.
Like, if you slowly ease into just eating what your body needs and not overeating, like, I don't think it applies as much.
Right, but, like, if you're, like, trying to be like, I eat 50 Big Macs a day,
like,
I need to...
Today, I just ate only carrots... From now until I'm my goal weight, that would be a crash diet.
Right.
Sure, I would get enough food to not be hungry, quote-unquote.
Nutrition.
But, like, my body... but my body would be like, I can't live off just carrots. So you go into famine mode, which is what this thing talks about. A famine reaction, a survival mechanism which helps humans to survive as a species when food supply was inconsistent in millennia past. It's now contributing to our growing waistlines when the food supply is readily available. Nalia Byrne, who led the study with a team of collaborators from Queensland University and the University of Sydney, said in a statement, researchers thought avoiding the famine reaction might improve overall weight loss, so they asked two groups to participate in a 16-week diet that cut their calorie consumption by a third. One group powered through the diet for the full 16 weeks, the other dieted for 2 weeks and then took 2 weeks of regular eating to maintain a stable weight, then returned to the lower calorie diet for 2 weeks. That cycle lasted for 30 weeks, 16 weeks of intermittent dieting. So what they're saying here is that, like, the two groups that, or the group that took off 2 weeks, they ate the normal amount of calories to maintain their weight. So, like, right now, for example, okay, I had this giant lasagna this morning for my sister's birthday, and then birthday cake.
Oh, yeah.
All right, that's overeating.
Yeah.
Okay? That's not what these people are doing.
Okay.
So a diet, like, okay, I'm on a 2,000 calorie diet. So to diet, I'm going to eat 1,500 calories a day so I lose weight. Okay, then I'm going to take a break and eat 2,000 calories a day.
Gotcha.
Instead of what I do now, which is eat 2,500 calories a day every day, which keeps me fat.
Just hope it goes down.
Right, exactly. So it's not saying that, like, it's not the equivalent of a cheat day.
Right.
Because
it's a cheat 2 weeks.
No, it's not a cheat at all. It's just not a diet week. It's a maintain week.
It's a maintain.
Instead of a lose weight week, it's a maintain weight week.
Makes sense.
Right.
I guess.
I mean, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah. I don't think going cold turkey in anything other than, like, smoking cigarettes.
Well, what they're saying is that
you don't get
to stop dieting. Like, for someone who's fat, like me, okay, an actual diet means I have to eat less than my calories for my body weight to lose weight. So, like, I have to eat, like, MyFitnessPal says that I have to eat, like, I think it's like 2,300 calories or less a day in order to lose weight.
Okay.
And so if I eat 2,000 calories a day, I'm 300 calories under my limit. That's how I lose weight.
Gotcha.
What this is saying is that I could eat 2,300 calories exactly. I wouldn't lose any weight, but I wouldn't gain any weight either. Whereas, like, right now I eat 2,700 calories a day. That's why I don't ever lose weight.
So then you would just maintain those 2 weeks rather than losing weight. But you would lose more weight overall.
Right. That's what they're saying. Because if you continuously eat less than you're supposed to, like the 2300, you know, then your body enters famine reaction and it slows down its metabolism to adjust.
Okay.
So they're saying if you eat 2 weeks of under your calorie goal, then eat 2 weeks at your calorie goal, then return back to eating under your calorie goal, that's the more effective way to lose weight and diet as compared to other things.
Why are we so complicated?
Bodies? I don't know, dude.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you don't, it doesn't have to be. You can be rich, and then you can go get to a doctor, and they just suck the fat out of you. That's what those Pawn Stars people did.
That doesn't count.
I mean, I think it does.
It doesn't.
I think it's just like anything else. You got money, you can cheat.
That's a cheat code.
Yeah.
That's a cheat code.
I would rather use the cheat code.
It's a modern cheat code that never used to exist.
Right.
That's why people always have been fat.
Yeah, but you know what else didn't always used to exist?
What's that?
Donuts.
That's, those are anti-cheat codes.
Like, I don't remember people who, like, were getting chased by T-Rexes going to Krispy Kreme in the morning.
That's a good point, man. Mm-hmm. I don't get it. I don't know. I'm a drummer, so I drum. I try to drum, like, at least once a week. And then I try and drum for 2 hours. And that's a given. I'm not moving my butt.
Right.
It's all legs and arms, but still, that's a cardio workout.
Yeah.
And so that maintains what I've got here for as long as I can remember.
Looks good, man.
I was getting fat. You remember?
No.
Remember my Java picture? I'm sitting on the car, and I'm like,
no. I can honestly say I've never, ever seen you fat.
No, yeah. It was right before I started smoking cigarettes.
It's like when this was like when you were 14?
Yeah.
That doesn't count.
I was getting there, people.
I would, okay. Do not, 14-year-old, smoke cigarettes to get rid of your Jabba-ish, all right? That's not good advice that Colby just gave.
Work out. That's a better advice. Or find some physical activity that you can do that is entertaining.
Play soccer or something.
Yeah, yeah, that's the better way.
Don't smoke cigarettes.
I don't smoke anymore, people. Well,
you know what I did, children? I was starting to get fat around ninth grade, so you know what I did? I started smoking cigarettes, and then I could play all the Call of Duty I wanted and still lose weight.
Cigarettes are terrible.
Yeah.
They smell delicious.
For the record, terrible. He doesn't smoke anymore.
I don't smoke cigarettes.
He gave it up.
I smoke an e-cig.
That's true.
So.
But I feel like those aren't nearly as bad, right?
Who knows? Who knows?
I mean, you are the guinea pig for a generation of e-cig people.
I definitely am, because, I mean, that's what smoking did. They needed a full generation of people to go through
they didn't know.
And then doctors were like,
it turns out, babies can get really messed up by this.
That tar.
Oh, it's stuck in your lungs.
That tar on your lungs there, that's probably not a good thing. So, I mean, this has nicotine in it, so that's really the only thing. And then it's nicotine and water vapor.
But it's the tobacco, though, that's really bad for you, right?
I would
all
assume,
the other
like
junk.
The tar and everything like that comes from the tobacco and the chemicals that they put in the tobacco to keep it fresh in a cigarette for a long period of time. This is e-liquid. I don't know. There's a chemical in it that is used to help preserve food, I want to say.
Okay.
And they don't know how that affects lungs because it's a chemical.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I look at it as there's no tar going into my lungs. So
what's the difference, honestly? This is a serious question, all right, for all the doctors watching this right now. Okay,
yeah,
I have a question for
all
you.
The doctors.
So nicotine is essentially a drug, just like ibuprofen or aspirin or any of those things, right? Like it can be, it is a substance that affects your body.
Right.
Like, and so what is the difference between taking 3 aspirin every day versus doing an e-cig that's essentially nicotine delivered via water vapor?
I want to say it's the type of chemicals that are in each thing, but you got a good point.
Because, like, I mean, if you take the tar out and, like, all of the gross chemicals that are in cigarettes, okay, like, imagine if ibuprofen was delivered in the same method. Okay, you had to smoke it.
Ah, yes,
to
the headache goes away.
Right, like that type of idea. I mean, isn't it the same thing, though? Isn't that what it boils down to, is the active ingredient is nicotine, and that's what people want? Just like the active ingredient is ibuprofen, and that's what people want.
Right.
The active ingredient is THC, and that's what people want. I mean, isn't that the point?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the point. But as for method of delivery.
Isn't that, I mean, they make nicotine patches, and that's all it does, right? Is leak nicotine. So couldn't you pillify nicotine?
Definitely. Yeah, they have.
Why doesn't
like,
someone
gum.
Does someone do like do they make nicotine pills that you could just swallow every morning?
I don't know. I feel like that would be too high of dosage because
what
you
if?
Can't do it all at once. That's the thing is those patches release it over the course of a 24-hour period. The gum, there's gum and there's chewables or something like that. Both are terrible. mainly because I think it just goes too quick.
Like, it
because
makes you
it
feel too
soaks
weird?
Soaks in your saliva, and then, like, for me, it burned my throat whenever
gotcha.
I would swallow it.
Gotcha.
And I think that's because I'm just getting so much nicotine at once because it's all just in
well,
my
why
mouth.
Can't they make pills with a tiny bit of nicotine?
I'm sure they could.
Why don't they?
I don't
why
know.
Don't they prescribe that stuff? Like, seriously, I mean, I took two Excedrin before the show because mm-hmm. I had a caffeine headache.
Right.
Like, I literally took Excedrin with caffeine
mm-hmm.
to get rid of my headache. That's
right.
all it was. It's just an injection of caffeine because I don't have any soda in the house
yeah.
right now. So what's the difference between that and when I crave a cigarette, I could just pop a couple nicotine pills?
I don't know.
And it just helps wean me off, you know, my nicotine addiction, just like it weans me off my caffeine addiction.
I think you could do that, but I don't think that's the only addiction that's involved with smoking, because I like the smoke coming out of my mouth.
Okay.
And the whole, like, here's something.
The ceremony of it, yeah.
It's really sad when I started this that it doesn't ash. I
right,
don't ash
like
it
that.
Because I did used to, that was a habit, and then also lighting it was a habit, so I had to break those.
Well, you have to pop it out of its case
it.
And screw it in.
Yeah, that's so great. So great. I mean, this definitely suffices, and I'm very glad that I don't smoke cigarettes anymore. Because,
right.
yes, they were...
killing you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also, yeah, it just made me terrible. I used to play basketball when I smoked cigarettes and would pause playing basketball to smoke a cigarette.
Right.
And then it was like, hey, I'm good for 5 minutes, and then it's like...
right. And you don't get that nearly as much from that because no. it's not clogging up your lungs because it's water.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know, man. I just feel like you could pillify it. Same with anything.
There's got to be nicotine
right?
pills, right?
I don't know, man.
Let's Google.
Let's Google it.
Let's Google. Google Schmoogle. Welcome to the Google show. We just Google things for you so you don't have to.
Nicotine pills right here, dude.
Boom.
That's niacin.
That's niacin.
Nicotine lozenges. CVS.
Yeah.
Nicotine lozenges are in a class of medications called smoking cessation aids. They work by providing nicotine to your body to decrease the withdrawal symptoms experienced when smoking has stopped and reduce the urge to smoke.
I don't know. Maybe they would be like, this is too much.
Nicotine gum,
so
lozenges, and the inhaler not taking enough each day is a common cause of relapse. Long-term use of nicotine gum has not been found to be harmful. Nicotine replacement therapy will reduce most, but not all nicotine withdrawal, craving, and other symptoms. So yeah, you could just stop smoking and instead do nicotine pills.
Right.
You could do that.
I don't think there's actual pills, though. Those lozenges are just, you suck on them.
Yeah, okay, like a cough drop, though.
Yeah. Which is the same thing as the
right.
gum.
Right.
But they taste like crap, let me tell you.
Do nicotine lozenges cause diarrhea?
Oh, yeah, they do.
Large amounts of nicotine can cause nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, cold sweat, severe side effects can affect your hearing, vision, mental state, and breathing.
Oh, shoot.
Did you know that, man?
Mental state. I might be worried about that one.
But I mean, they've if you take the active ingredient out of things like that, you know, nicotine
yeah.
out of it, it's like, can you pillify alcohol? Can you pillify? I mean, you could pillify anything then, right? Why don't people do that? Is it because it's too easy to get addicted to it?
Yeah, probably would be my guess. But I mean, that's not stopped anyone before.
Right.
Oxycontin exists.
Right.
So
great
it's
point.
Like,
Vicodin's there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get it, man. Maybe there's better alternatives in pill form than nicotine.
Or maybe it's what you said. Maybe it's the ceremony of it.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Maybe
you would think that there would be somebody out there that would be like, I would rather take a pill than smoke the cigarette.
I would think so, too.
And then they yeah. would make
Cause it. Because it's more economical, I would think, that way. Like, because you... Like, seriously, like, taking... I could have gone to Quick Trip and got a Coke,
mm-hmm.
you know, but it's easier for me to just pop two pills.
Right. Because the...
I just don't want to deal with the headache.
100 pills are like $10
right.
compared to a pop, which
exactly.
is $2.
Exactly.
The comparison of two pills.
But like, you compare like weed and cigarettes and stuff. Like a lot
yeah.
of it's social. A lot of it's,
mm-hmm.
you know, the ceremony of it,
right.
the making of it, the yep. smoking of it, the sharing
Definitely
of it.
Is.
And so you can't get that with a pill.
No, you cannot. And I think that might be part of it. But still, I don't understand why it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
I feel like for
we
people
we should make it,
like
dude.
That,
how do we make pills? Is there like a pill machine?
We got to be like homegrown chemists or some
I don't
crap
know
like
how
that.
To do that. Do
There's
we know anyone who is a chemist?
No, that one guy that made that one pill for $600.
Just message him out of the blue and be like, hey, man, you want to
make a nicotine pill?
Yeah, we think we could make millions.
He's going to be like, you know, lozenges exist, right?
And then we're like, they like, aren't the same, do they?
We don't want it to suck on it. We
yeah.
want it down and we want it to feel good. I bet it would just be too quick.
Probably.
I think, is my only guess. That as soon as you
I mean,
inhale,
if you think about
like,
it that way, like, you know, ibuprofen you take, and then 45 minutes later, your pain's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you'd want a slow release of...
Well, yeah, because, like, I mean, Like, if you put, like, well, 10 grams or something, not even
What's
that,
it feel milligrams. Like when you crave a cigarette? Like, is it a pain? Like, when I crave caffeine, I have a headache.
Right.
So I know that I need caffeine to get rid of my headache.
It like, was
when
like
you're an alcoholic,
that.
You like, oh, yeah. you have shakes.
Yeah,
like
for the first 30 days after I quit, uh-huh.
Okay, so then the yeah. pill would solve that problem.
Yeah. It would. I don't get it. Who knows?
I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You get high from it? Too much nicotine at once?
Yeah, you get cold sweats yeah. and anxiety, and your mental state gets screwed
yeah,
up.
Yeah, you have diarrhea all the time.
Who knows, man?
That's weird. All right, give me a number, dude. Let's do the next one.
10.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. New antibody attacks 99% of HIV strains.
Oh.
Scientists have engineered the antibody that attacks 99% of HIV strains that can prevent infection of primates. It's built to attack three critical parts of the virus, making it harder for HIV to resist its effects. The work is a collaboration between the U.S. National Institutes of Health and the pharmaceutical company Sanofi. The National AIDS Society said it's an exciting breakthrough. Human trials will start in 2018 to see if it can prevent or treat infection.
God.
So basically, they're going to cure, essentially, HIV.
99%? That's the success rate of condoms, so.
Right. I mean, it's basically gone, right?
And Germex. They can't always guarantee something, so 99% is a
right.
damn
you can't
number.
Because then you get sued if yeah. you say 100%, right.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy. All the diseases will be gone eventually. It's just a matter of time.
Not the ones that make a lot of money, I don't think.
Cancer.
Yeah, cancer.
You think there's a cancer cure? And there's a conspiracy to hide it? You think that could happen? Every doctor in the world is a conspiracist? Conspirator? I think is the word.
I don't know, man.
No way.
I don't think so, because if I said yes, I'd feel like Alex Jones, but...
Yeah, man! They're putting it in the water!
Are there any, like, super rich people that have ever died from cancer?
Yeah.
Who?
Gandolfini? Is that his name?
I said super rich.
Well, he's pretty damn super rich. That was HBO's number one show.
He's a millionaire. I'm talking about bees here.
Bees?
People with bees.
And just search billionaires... Death.
They're victims. Super rich cancer victims. Oh, here's the first cancer cure drug breakthrough only for the super rich. Oh, this one. That's let's see here. Revolutionary. New drugs to cure terminal cancer should be on the market here in a few years, but patients will have to be super rich to afford them. One four-dose treatment of the drug now in clinical trial costs $140,000, while other ongoing courses can cost hundreds of thousands.
Wow.
New Zealand Cancer Society Chief Executive Claire Austin said, while scientific breakthroughs were good news, they also raised ethical issues about patient expectations, access to the costly treatments. What we need to address is how do we make it affordable and accessible, and it'd be super rich to afford these drugs. What value are they if people can't afford them? The British trial brought spectacular results with tumors shrinking or disappearing completely in half of inoperable skin cancer patients.
What makes it $140,000? The fact that they don't have enough of it yet?
Fact
or you gotta make like stockpiles?
Can, right? I don't
exactly.
know.
These are evil geniuses, people. They're just like, we're gonna hide the cure until they can pay us $1 million. They're Dr. Evil. They're
how the rich live. Six experiences makes the super rich live longer than all of us. Dracula therapy, cryotherapy, energy island. What is high up on the,
oh
I can't believe people
God.
Pay for this list, is a kind of simulated beach nap pod called Energy Island, complete with lights, elevator music, and a warm fake sandy beach at $100 for 30 minutes.
What?
Just a sleep pod.
If you're not on an island, you can just go and sit in a pod and a sand, and then they play music, and
yeah, it just
it
makes
feels
you feel
like
good.
The beach.
Yeah.
What the hell?
I don't think
are
this
people
is
doing? They're making that, but they're not making nicotine pills or a cure for cancer.
Let's see. Billionaires with cancer. Let's see. Paul Allen?
There's not a list of that. Well, no way. It's like, yes, I'm a billionaire. I would like everyone to know that I have cancer. Please let them know. So we're the same as everyone else.
That's what I'm saying, man. I don't think they have it because they're rich.
Yeah, they can pay for all the weird experimental crap.
I don't know, man.
And I think the only reason why that experimental crap is experimental is because it's just new. And that,
and
like,
no one,
they
don't
have
enough people to afford it
tests.
To test it, yeah.
But then again, I would think for the FCC or whatever, you would need human trials before you put anything on the market for anybody to buy. But then again, if you're rich and you want to pay $500,000
right.
for it, why? Who needs permission to do that?
Yeah, I mean, think about it. If you're a billionaire, Right. And like, okay, this cancer treatment is 40% effective. You know, there's a 5% chance you could die in operation, but it costs $1 million. You're like, yeah, do it.
Do it.
I mean, what's it to you?
I don't know, man.
So,
money?
Yes, no, I think
just a little
I think there
change.
Is I think there's cures for cancer that
I
are highly
agree.
Effective that only billionaires can afford.
That's terrible.
I think there is. We just
it's just got
I don't think there's like a pill, like the HIV thing's like a pill you
right.
can take, but like
there's just got to be it's either got to be like low quantity or hard to make.
Yeah, I don't know.
And therefore, that's what costs the
well,
price
my
tag
dad,
of it.
My dad had cancer, and it's basically all out of his body now. But, like, he had to take pills and chemo.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the pills were, like, $75,000 a piece.
That's ridiculous.
I think he had to take one a month, so it wasn't, like... But, like, I mean, in insurance, I'm obviously covered it.
Is that just
it,
capitalism
but,
at, like,
yeah,
its finest?
It's gotta be.
It's like, okay, so you want to live.
Right.
Give us all your money.
Right.
Just give it. Stupid.
Right.
The world sucks. Yeah. It's full of evil motherfuckers.
That's why I'm not going to the doctor, man.
Never again.
$75,000, let me die.
I'll just die.
I'll how
just
much?
Die.
How much of a value to put on your life? About $6. All right. I'll look him dead in the eye and be like, $6.
How much money will you give me right now not to shoot you? Here's $6.
I got $6 in my pocket. Otherwise, pull the trigger and stop wasting my time. I ain't gonna sit here and debate with you. You take the $6 and leave, or you shoot me and I leave.
Oh,
pick.
God.
Pick. Pick.
Get out my face.
All right, give me a number, man.
Two.
Oh, man, two. All right, here we go, dude. I haven't read this. This looks interesting. There's an entirely new way of mapping the world, and it's brilliant.
What?
Forget latitude and longitude. How about how long it takes you to get somewhere? For centuries, people have relied on the same type of maps. Whether a map is interactive or hand-colored in a book, it offers latitude and longitude as a key indexes from getting from point A to point B. But designer and software engineer Peter Liu thinks he's come up with an entirely new way to think about mapping. What if our maps were arranged by time instead of space? We still use a traditional map, a shrunken-down version of the physical world, to approximate the time it takes us to get somewhere. I thought we're using distance as an imprecise and poor proxy for travel time. Why not cut to the chase and visualize travel time?
Mm-hmm.
The easiest way to picture this type of map is to imagine the signs you see in big cities in their central tourism neighborhoods. These maps show the surrounding area in a more traditional map, with concentric circles superimposed on top of it to give tourists a sense of how long it will take them to get somewhere. But these are imperfect. They mark the 5-minute walking circle as the crow flies. So Leah's created a time map composed entirely of concentric circles that indicate how long it will take you to get somewhere, independent of how far away it is. It's meant, in some ways, as a tool to help you choose where you're going. If you want a coffee shop within a 5-minute walk, you can search for coffee, and the map will pull up all the coffee shops in your area, arranged by how long it'll take you to get there. Then, in choosing a place to go, it'll show you a more traditional location-based directions. It's slightly different from other mapping services like Google Maps. In essence, if you're using an app like Google Maps, you likely already know point A and point B. A time map is designed for instances when you don't know the point B yet. It helps you decide what point B makes the most sense for the situation that you're in.
Yeah, but okay, what?
So it says Lou is a team member for the map location platform Mapbox research and development team, tasked with anticipating what kind of products the company's clients might want in the future. Mapbox, which supports the Weather Channel's mobile app and recently built a store locator tool for Android, creates many of the other tools companies support their mapping services. Lou's time map is just a prototype. The search function, for instance, doesn't work very well at the moment. Lou says the search is entirely based on Foursquare's API. He focused on building the map itself. That means whatever app or service the time map is integrated to would use the search function for that service. If it was part of Yelp, it would use Yelp search. If it's a plug-and-play approach, it makes Mapbox really well, blah, 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 blah. It means a time-based mapping idea could one day find its way to the Yelp app, because how often do you want to find a place to eat that you know within a 5-minute walk? All the time. Lou also imagines the tool being integrated in the travel industry, like with hotels or Airbnb, because it would be especially useful in an unfamiliar city. So what is the difference between this and just Google Maps, just typing in sandwich and seeing which one's close?
And then, yeah, with your brain,
right,
draw a little circle around where you're at and be like, oh, this is going to be this long. This
right.
is going to be that
is
long.
Is this for this people who are, like, directionally impaired, maybe?
Like, stupid? Maybe. Because that's what it sounds like to me. It's like, thanks for giving me the circles that I can imagine with my own head. And then also, I could just find one, like you said, Google Maps. It's like coffee.
Yeah, so if I go to Google Maps right now and I search sandwich, okay, and I search sandwiches, like, it's going to show me all the sandwiches close by to where I am.
Yeah.
And it looks like it arranged them. Well, no, because Arby's is closer than Planet Sub. So let's do... So there is no, like, by travel time to arrange.
No.
All right? But let me show you this on my phone, okay?
Okay.
So if I open If I open the Foursquare app, okay?
Foursquare.
I do this all the time. What did you think of Carlos O'Kelly? I like Carlos O'Kelly's. Thanks for asking, Foursquare. Okay. So I want to search. We'll just do sandwiches. Okay, sandwiches. And it says near me by default, right, up here in the search bar. Okay, it says near me. But I could hit the map button right here, pull up the map, and zoom to, like, this area, and then I can search. And it'll only find them in this area. Oh, yeah, search this area. That's what it is. It'll only find things in this area.
Okay.
And so Planet Subs in this area. Arby's is in this area, Wendy's, Schlotsky's, Rolling Hills Country Club. Okay?
Well, that's a fancy one.
Yeah, I know. But see, it only searches in that area.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if I'm in, I mean, maybe right by my house isn't good because I live kind of out in the middle of nowhere, but, like, let's say I'm in downtown Wichita, okay? And I want coffee.
Yeah.
You know, coffee. Selected map area. It's going to find all the coffee shops in that town. And so, like, oh, there's a lot of coffee shops in Old Town. What about on this block? Search this area. And then it's going to pull up all of the coffee shops that are in this area and rate them by their rating. So the best place for coffee in that block is Public. So what's the difference between what Foursquare already does and what this says?
I think it's for idiots.
Is it because people don't know that you can do that on Foursquare?
Probably.
Because that's the whole point of Foursquare. It's like, I'm in an unfamiliar city. Let me zoom in real quick and hit search on this area, and it's going to find everything right by us.
I don't see how this will help in any way other than literally just find my current location and find and just search what you're looking for on Google. Even
right.
Google. And then just look around where your dot is.
Right. I don't know. I don't get how this is so revolutionary.
Stupid.
Well, because if Google just added a sort by time to get there function, that would be it.
Yep. And I'm sure, I think by each little name when you search it, it tells you how much time it would be.
Oh, I'm sure.
To drive,
yeah, like
walk,
if I
anything.
Click Planet Sub right here. Yeah. It says send to your phone nearby. And there it is. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure on the phone it does say.
It's oh, like, I'm sure. Well, yeah, well I can hit directions.
Time
I'll just
whatever.
Hit directions and I'll just type home, which I didn't spell.
Herm. Homer.
Actually, probably doesn't know my home. Mer. Yeah, let's do it from the Home Depot.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Home Depot. It'll take 6 minutes to drive from the Home Depot to Planet Sub, man.
It's like, does this person know that Google Maps and Foursquare exist? Like he mentioned
I don't know.
It
well, he says article. It's using Foursquare's search API.
Are we too dumb to understand what he's trying to do?
Maybe. Or? Maybe we don't get it.
Nah,
like, because my Garmin has Foursquare built into it, you know? And I can type chicken on my route, and it'll search Foursquare places that have chicken, and it'll give them to me on a list, and I can just pick one. It'll say, like, this is 3 minutes off your route, and I'll be like, okay, that's fine.
That works. Yeah, their mapping has never, ever been better than what it is right now.
Yeah.
If you were to completely change the game, you can't change latitude and longitude for time.
Right.
Because time is relative to wherever you
are. It's still got to tell you where it is.
It is, and the only way to figure that out is from latitude and longitude.
Yeah, it'd be like, oh yeah, you want to go play stuff, it's 5 minutes that way. And then you just start walking that way? Like, what do
I
you do?
We must be too dumb. Or this guy must be just wasting his life.
Or we got clickbaited.
Yeah.
I think we got clickbaited, man.
There's a new way to map things.
I think we got clickbaited. All right, man. What number you want to do now?
One.
Highest grossing movies worldwide adjusted for inflation.
Okay.
This is movies. We do have one movies. Number one movie of all time, adjusted for inflation, $2017. Gone with the Wind. 1939. $3.8 billion.
I don't get it. So it's inflated, obviously. So if it was the ticket price of that time.
Right, with the dollar of that time, yeah.
Saw it times.
Right. So if Gone with the Wind was released today.
Gotcha.
It would sell $3.8 billion worth of tickets.
Wow. Didn't expect that.
Well, it's no other competition. Like, what other movies came out when Gone with the Wind came out?
That's a good point. That's a real good point.
Like, you want to go see a movie? Because tonight we can go see Gone with the Wind or Gone
nothing.
With the Wind. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get that.
Yeah, that's not a
so
very good
that's
metric.
Not that's obviously
that's not a very good metric.
Like, let's see, movies released in 1939. Okay, here we go. 1939 in film. Are we ready for this?
Looks like there was. Oh, that's top grossing.
Let's see. I'm trying to figure out like when they were released.
Notable films. I don't know. There's a lot of films actually released.
Yeah, but still.
They made this many movies back then? Dude?
I don't think. Like, if you looked at the list from 2017 or 16, there's going to be 5,000
films. Yeah, that's
true.
That's true.
Because all those, I'm sure, are indies or, you know, not completely everywhere or anything like that. But
well, it says still. Wizard of Oz is released, man.
Yeah.
There's it says, like motion eight. Picture and film historians often rate 1939 as the greatest year in the history of Hollywood.
Wow.
Hollywood movies produced in Southern California at the height of their golden age, in spite of many cheaply made or indistinguished films also being produced, something to be expected at any year in a commercial cinema. And during 1939, there are premieres of outstandingly large number of exceptional motion pictures, many of which have become honored as all-time classics.
Gone with the Wind.
The Wizard of Oz, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, Gone with the Wind, Of Mice and Men, The Hound of Baskervilles.
Those are the only ones I know.
So Gone with the Wind released in on December of 2015. Wizard of Oz released on August 15. So, yeah, it was like once a month, really.
So December of 2015, bro.
Yeah, that's what I meant. 2 years ago.
No, it did not.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
Gone with the Wind?
I'm sticking with it.
No.
I'm going to stick with it, man. If it gets re-released 2 years ago, you have to owe me money, dude.
Nope.
It didn't.
It didn't.
Yeah.
It was December 15th of 1939.
So they released, but it was just like... Yeah, these figures reported box office giant in March 1940 are not necessarily the sums that were taken during 1939. And in particular, for the films that made premieres in October, November, December.
So a top grossed at $198 million.
Note that the number one film in this list premiered in mid-December and certainly did not take in $200 million in December of 1939. At the time, box office numbers were reported as a percentage of business for each theater in comparison to normal business. For example, Jesse James performed 182% and The Wizard of Oz 156%. This puts the astounding 388% that Gone with the Wind performed in a perspective for the time. This type of reporting is one reason the exact dollar grosses from other pairs are unreliable at best. So basically, Wikipedia is saying, oh, I just closed it, that, oh, it's gone. Oh, no.
Hop. We lost it.
That this chart right here. That this chart right here is just trash.
Just trash. Highest grossing movies world right adjusted for inflation. So that's just all.
But Avatar is still number two.
Right. Just over time in general.
Right. And then Titanic is number three. Snow White's number four. The original Star Wars A New Hope is number five.
The original Snow White, too.
Right. Is there another
Disney's?
Snow White? Yes, that's the one with the seven dwarves and Yo-Ho,
Yo-Ho.
Wow, it
came out in 1937.
Dude, that's gross.
That's insane.
It's gross, dude. It's too old.
Yeah.
Ben-Hur in
1939. You see that video that Disney completely stole the plot of The Lion King from a Japanese anime or something like that?
No,
from
I haven't
back
seen
in the day.
That.
Yeah.
I mean, The Lion King
is
Hamlet, though, so.
Is it?
Yeah, it's exactly the plot of Hamlet.
Well, I'm telling, they copied characters and everything. Like, it's about a lion.
Okay.
And his name is Kimba or something like that. There's the evil lion has a scar on his face and is called, not Scar, but something very similar. He has a.
Was The Lion King copied from a Japanese cartoon?
Go.
Here's the real story. Let's see. Ever since Lion King debuted a little more than 20 years ago, everything the light touches has been its kingdom. The movie is one of the most cherished Disney films of all time. It's turned the most... Okay, who cares? Let's see here.
Yep, you're right. It is Hamlet.
Following animated classics like The Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, and Aladdin, The Lion King was billed as Disney's first big animated feature that wasn't a retelling of a fairy tale or a previous story. And while the film took inspiration from Shakespeare's Hamlet, it was originally still praised by critics. Not everyone was impressed, though. As the movie's release, many were shocked at its similarities to a Japanese-created American television cartoon called Kimba the White Lion. The cartoon about African wildlife began airing in the 1960s based off a manga comic called Jungle Emperor Leo by animator Osamu Tezuka. Disney and the filmmakers quickly denied influence. The company stance of those involved with the film had no knowledge of Kimba or Tezuka. In an interview with the Los Angeles Times, The Lion King co-director Robert Minkoff said, "Frankly, I'm not familiar with the TV series."
Sure.
In reference to the controversy, he also added that he and co-director Roger Allers first learned of the debate on a trip to Japan to promote the movie. As an author, Madhavi Sunder pointed out, Allers actually worked as an animator in Japan in the 1980s, a place where Jungle Emperor was widely seen, as creator Tezuka is known as Japan's Walt Disney.
Disney stealing shit.
In a recent interview with Fumatologica said, I could certainly understand Kimba's creators feeling angry the film we had stolen ideas for them. If I had been inspired by Kimba, I would certainly acknowledge my inspiration. Disney's denial of any influence inspired petitions and protests from animators and fans alike who believe Kimba should have been acknowledged. Well-known Japanese cartoonist Machiko Sotonaka, who says she was told by the company that Disney has never heard of Jungle Emperor Kimba the White Lion, wrote an open letter to the studio that was signed by hundreds of animated professionals. The Simpsons even parodied the controversy in 1995 episode by having a lion appear in the clouds and say, "You must avenge my death, Kimba. I mean Simba." But these, the protests really have caused the past can hurt and run for it and learn from it.
Similarities.
Here we go. Though Disney seems to hold one firm opinion on Simba versus Kimba debate, actor Matthew Broderick, who voiced Simba, admitted he was initially confused about his role. "I thought he meant Kimba, who was a white lion in a cartoon when I was a little kid," Broderick said in 1994 about his casting. "And while the project differed in their storylines, with the Japanese cartoon exploring the relationship between humans and animals, there are some visual similarities between the two. From the epic vision of the lion standing atop Pride Rock to the unforgettable appearance of Mufasa in the clouds, the Lion King does appear to mirror Kimba at a certain point." I mean, that's pretty, pretty intense.
There's a bird, Rafiki or whatever. Scar is based off of some
Zazu.
Dude. Yeah.
Rafiki's the monkey.
Yes. There is a Rafiki, though, that is his mentor or something like that.
Many also reference similar characters as proof of the connection. In addition to main characters having extremely similar names, Kimba and Simba. There is also a sage baboon, bumbling hyenas, a young lioness love interest, and a Zazu-like bird, and an evil lion with an eye ailment. His name is Claw.
Claw instead of Scar.
I mean,
and you're telling me that Simba wasn't literally the same name.
If you're going to steal, wouldn't you change
a letter? Just one letter.
Don't you think if you're going to steal it, though, you would?
Not if you thought that no one was going to see it.
How would you know? How would you not know?
Because the internet didn't exist back then. So, like, you know, information travel.
That's a good point.
How many percentage of Americans are going to see some Japanese created cartoon show?
Matthew Broderick saw it.
Yeah, apparently it was for American television, too. It's ridiculous. I saw it. I was like, they're just lying out their ass.
Lion King producer Charles Fink maintains that Kimba was not discussed at all, saying Lion King was based on Bambi with a touch of Hamlet, but at the same time, it was a totally original and internal to Disney. We'd never even seen or heard of any of these until after the movie opened. According to Cito, the filmmakers learned about the similarities between the project late in production, with more than half of the film being completed.
There's too many similarities.
One of the animators found a manga comic book of Kimba's with a setup that kind of looked like Pride Rock, and I remember he was like showing us, like, "Wow, this is really close to ours." Yeah, but it was never more than an amusing coincidence. Other filmmakers on the project confirmed Cito's comments. In 1997, Mark Kauser, who has a story credit of the film, told Fred Patton that he watched Kimba as a kid, but during the production process, the animators were focused on creating a story that was more like Bambi, set in Africa, without the animals versus man theme. "Nobody even mentioned Kimba, and any of us who knew or thought about it, I guess we figured since Kimba was always about the animals trying to get the humans to accept him as equals, the absence of humans in The Lion King made it obviously a different plot." Well, I mean, that's kind of true.
That is true. But you're telling me that they both have a bird sidekick and a baboon.
Well, the
guide.
Baboon's barely in it. Also, if you're making a movie about Africa, you're going to have a bird and a baboon in it. I mean, what other animals are there? Talking giraffe? You have two movies you make. You either make the Madagascar movie, which uses all the animals that Lion King didn't, or you make The Lion King.
I mean, maybe, but there was a YouTube video that it looked like had been taken down.
It does look like this video is gone. Yeah, that's
not good.
You can go here. This video is unavailable due to a copyright request by Disney. No, I just made that.
Probably.
Doesn't even give a reason, though, dude.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Can we, like, Google a YouTube URL and, like, pull up, like, a pirate site or something? Does that exist?
I don't know. No.
This is all, like, weird languages.
Let's go to YouTube real quick and search Kimba Simba.
Okay.
See if it pulls up.
Kimba Simba?
Yeah.
Is Lion King a ripoff? Simba versus Kimba?
Yeah,
how about
sure.
This one?
No, I was going to say. Again.
Okay, so here's just images. It's just showing images. Oh god, there's noise.
It's the most Japanese thing of all time.
It's pretty Japanese, man.
Hold your tunnel! Hold the Kimberley Lion! On here running down the rock! On he seen the sun! He'll be burning in the Japanese desert of Africa! On here come the Lion King, he'll running! Oh, Kimbo is inside the house.
Hakuna Matata.
Oh.
Ale, ich hab das nie.
Okay, this is like Japanese Akuma
Matata.
Like, this is not real.
No way.
I kind of like the Japanese Akuna Matata, that'd be awesome.
What if they just stole Akuna Matata, man? That would be crazy. Philosophy.
Akuna Matata. This is literally the Japanese Akuna Matata, yeah, by the way. Is, yeah. We could do a whole show on famous Disney songs in different languages. Like, I would just kind of love to hear, like, what's Akuna Matata in Russian, dude?
Yeah. That would be, because
you know it works. And he could clear the Sahara after right, every
it looks,
meal.
It looks a little bit different. But the plot, I don't know what the plot is of Kimba, but the fact that
there's
those
the monkey.
Things exist.
There's the monkey.
Is just beyond me.
I mean, how many episodes of there were there? Do you know how many episodes of Kimba there were?
No.
Kimba the White Lion, let's look. Had 52 episodes. So 52 episodes compared to a 1.5 hour long movie. Don't you think it would be easier to be like, just like pick out scenes from the 52 episodes that mm-hmm. look like scenes in the movie?
Maybe.
Like, it'd be pretty easy to compare them because
I
there's so
there
much
is
source
an
material.
Episode though of Kimba that is exactly the same plot.
But no,
because
it's about lions trying to make people love
yeah,
them.
Yeah, but still, he fights his uncle or something that has a scar on his face, who is the antagonist.
Oh my god, it's
that
back.
Episode. Are you kidding
A new
me?
TV special premiered on September 5th, 2009 on Fuji TV. Produced in commemoration of Fuji TV's 50th anniversary, was directed by that guy and written in noted novelist, drama writer, that dude, and featured character designs from noted illustrator, that man.
Guy and that dude and that man.
Here's the plot. In Africa during the mid-20th century, as mankind encroaches, the white lion Panja gives the jungle's wild animals a safe haven. However, he angers nearby villages by stealing their cattle and their food to feed the jungle carnivores. A professor hunter, Ham Egg, is called in to stop these raids. He avoids directly attacking Panja. Instead, he records the sounds of Panja and uses them to trap his pregnant mate, Eliza, who then becomes bait as a trap for Panja. Panja is killed for his hide, and Eliza is put on a ship designed for a zoo. Leo is born on the boat. Eliza teaches him his father's idea. A huge tropical storm near. She urges a cub. This is nothing. Sounds like nothing like The Lion King, man.
No, it doesn't.
It also sounds brutal for a kid show.
I think, well, that's what the video I saw said. Both dealt with the death of parents and how children have to overcome that. So.
Yeah. So does Bambi.
Yeah. I'm just saying there's too many similarities for it to just be like, oh, we never saw that at all, guys. We never saw
it. I don't believe they never saw it, but I feel like if they said, yeah, we saw it, and we just thought it was different enough, then they would, yeah, they would. Their lawyers are probably like, you say you didn't see it?
Do it, just deny till you die.
That's right. That's what the lawyers are saying. It's like, if you say you even heard of the word, we're going to get sued. Okay? So it's probably the lawyers.
My point is that they could get sued because it's pretty damn close.
Yeah. It's similar. I don't know if it's close.
Move on, whatever.
It's just like two animated lions, you know. Man who makes a chair isn't owed money by everyone who makes a chair.
I guess.
That's what Mark Zuckerberg said.
Well, then let's just make a Lion
film.
King ripoff, see if we can't make
The Lion Queen.
The Lion Queen.
With Bimba. And Bimba. What's another word for, like, what's a...
Tofiki?
Teeth.
Teeth?
Let's call them teeth scar. Instead of scar. Claw, scar, and tooth. Let's call that. We'll call him Razu.
Claw, scar, and tooth. That's a good like song title or something like that.
Yeah, welcome to Detroit. We're claw, scar, and tooth. We're here to rock your face off.
We're here to scratch your claws off.
Should have stopped.
Should have.
All right. What number you want to do now, man?
Any number.
Okay. Let's talk about this one.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna blaze through this. Okay. This is a topic. This is a topic just for me. Okay. It's not for him.
Kind of me now.
It's me.
All right.
No, it's not you at all. It's me 100%.
It's him.
All right, here we go. These are the 100 hardest video game bosses ranked.
Oh.
And I'm kind of just interested to see what's even on this list.
I see Mike Tyson.
Yeah, from Punch-Out. And, like, that's what I'm curious about. It's like, you played games when you were younger. I bet a lot of these are old games.
Yeah.
Because I think bosses get easier, you know, as the games get
probably,
newer.
Probably, yeah.
So I kind of just wanted to run through it to see real quick. So number 100 is Bowser. Okay. Like, you feel like Bowser shouldn't even be included because there's, like, so many Bowsers.
There's way too many.
Like, how can you say Bowser's the hardest when there's 30 different Bowsers?
Just because he's a hard one.
Like, Metal Gear Rising Revengeance, what is that? You ever heard of that?
No.
Senator Armstrong? Me either. What about Viper from Titanfall 2?
Titanfall, really?
My son plays Titan. Look at this. Where's that?
You remember when I was doing Colby and Bash, and I was like, dude, I want to get Titanfall. It looks so cool.
Right here. Titanfall 2. It's like my son's favorite game.
Really?
Yeah, he loves this game, dude.
Hmm.
I don't see Viper on it. I'll have to ask Aaron if he's really hard. I'll have to ask him. But Ghost of Lady Consoc, Bioshock Infinite. That one I actually played. Don't remember her being hard. Brickster from Lego Island. Do you remember Lego Island, dude?
Yeah.
I don't remember fighting the boss.
I'm sure I played it. It looks similar and familiar, but... Yeah,
Mass Effect 3, heard of it, never played it.
Nope.
Echo the Dolphin, heard of it, don't know.
The Vortex.
Alien Isolation, fighting the alien. Have you heard about this game, man?
No.
This is literally a game where you are on the alien ship by yourself, and it's like a survival horror game. You just, like, walk through the ship and try to escape, and occasionally aliens
terrifying.
Will just jump out and kill you. Yeah,
that sounds terrifying.
Yeah, no thank you.
I don't like horror games.
No thank you. Top Gun, landing on the aircraft carrier.
Oh, God, I bet.
That probably is very hard.
Dude, I've played a lot of flight games, and it's, like, impossible.
What do you think is harder, doing this in the game or literally landing a plane on a flight carrier?
Probably landing a real plane, because, like, on here, you just restart in real life.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's obviously the consequences are there.
One, you know, $1 million aircraft.
Queen Zeal, Chrono Trigger, never played it. Super Smash Brothers, this dude does not deserve to be on there. This dude's a pushover, all right. Aerishin, I'm just scripting through. Majora, not hard. King Crusher, K. Rool, I never got that far in the game, because that game was too hard. The Ender Dragon, I think Aaron says he's easy. Devil May Cry 3, Dishonored.
That's a lot.
It was 100. That's why I'm kind of just like going through them. You know, Mass Effect, Doom, Neo, Destiny. He's only 75. It took the world's... Okay, let me put this in perspective. This was the very first raid boss in Destiny, Atheon. Okay, mm-hmm. Vault of Glass. You played Vault of Glass with me, all right?
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty easy when we played.
Yeah.
All right, because he was 2.5 years old at that point, and yeah, we had already done it. The world's first is something that everyone does, not everyone, but like the streamers do when the raid gets released. First person to beat the raid ever. Because Bungie doesn't talk about the raids at all.
Okay.
And they all have puzzles and all that. So that's part of the fun, is who's going to figure it out first and beat it. The last raid that came out with Destiny 2 took about 7 hours for the first person to beat it. From starting when it released at noon to about 7 p.m. It took about 7 hours, okay?
Okay.
The one before that, the Rise of Iron one, which wasn't really made by Bungie, was kind of made by an off team. It took 4 hours.
Gotcha.
Okay, King's Fall before took 8 hours,
okay.
Which was a long time, 8 to 9 hours. The one before that, Crota's End, took right around 5 or 6 hours. But that one, you could glitch out of eventually, and you could beat it in 30 minutes, okay? Mm. Atheon, the very first time, took 18 hours to beat.
Oh, my gosh.
So, like...
It's a hard one?
Yeah. I mean, now granted, that's the whole raid. I just feel like that's time, I feel, has an effect on this one.
All I recall about playing that was it took forever, because either I kept dying or Pinella kept dying.
Right, Pinella's bad.
And that was it.
Yeah. Pinella playing raids is not good. But yeah, man, I think time isn't fair to this one, because at like the game evolves, and so the old stuff gets easier.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that one. Like, I'm going to judge everything else that I've played after that by how hard Atheon was. And, like, if this dude's harder than Atheon. Like, Mewtwo was not harder than Atheon. All right, because you just throw a Master Ball at him, you don't have to fight him. All right?
Seems easy enough.
Yeah. Who's this dude? Because I, no thanks.
Ball?
No, I'm not messing with him.
Ball the Cabal.
Hitler in Wolfenstein 3D, dude.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah. Let's see here. EverQuest, Demon's Souls, Resident Evil 3 Nemesis. Chrono Trigger, Shining Force, Dark Souls 2.
There's going to be any that I've actually
played. Well, that's what I'm wondering is, are we going to get to any that we've actually...
Seth, go back up. Seth.
It's me, dude.
Street Fighter 4, you were the hardest number 55 boss ever.
That's right. Don't forget. Let's see. Psycho Mantis, Metal Gear Solid. 51 is Doom again. 50 is Bloodborne. 49 Shovel Knight. Oro in the Blind Forest. Earthbound. I was really hoping for like some bosses that we had played.
Right.
You know?
I don't know any of these games.
I know Shadow of the Colossus, never played it. God of War, Metroid Prime 2, now Dragon Age 2, Catherine. We're in the 30s now. Dark Souls, Super Mario RPG, Castlevania 3, Legend of Zelda: Ocarina of Time, Dark Link. See, I played Dark Link.
Mm-hmm.
Here's perspective. Atheon was what, 75? Like, I played him when I was 30 years old, and he's hard. I played Dark Link when I was 9 and beat him. Like, how is he 40 places up on the thing higher?
Come on.
That doesn't make any sense.
That makes no sense.
That doesn't make any sense. I think this list is trash. Tyrant, Final Fantasy, Kingdom Hearts 2, Metal Gear Solid 3. I see a lot of the same games on it. Crota being... you could solo Crota. Six-man team is required for Crota. You could go and you could kill him with one person. And they put him at 19. Oh, God. They put Atheon at 75. Whoever wrote this was high or never played any of these games.
Probably that. Probably just Googled them and was like, let's just rearrange these in random order.
What's this say? A meat grind for Destiny players who made it to the finale of Crota's end raid. Crota eschewed a lot of the problem solving and variation to find most of Destiny's raid bosses in favor of sheer endurance. Players found themselves continuing with their health regeneration stunted, constantly under fire from minions with large and small, and only actually able to send one player at a time to damage Crota during a brief fleeting window. Oh, and every time anyone did this, Crota would attempt a maneuver that would instantly kill every member of your team if you weren't vigilant. It was so growing that Destiny players willingly disconnected their consoles from the internet once they found out they could glitch their way to victory. Yeah. You can, if you could glitch through a bubblegum mansion, you would do it. Like, they used to push Atheon off the edge. That was a huge glitch in Destiny because he was so hard.
Yeah.
They would just like line up and then they would all pop like defensive bubbles, which would move the character, and they would just do it until he fell off the edge and he'd just die because he'd despawn off the edge. And they just beat him that way.
That's amazing.
Dracula, Goro, Jaws, Kingdom Hearts, Street Fighter 2, Ninja Gaiden, Final Fantasy, Dark Souls 2. There's Mike Tyson at number 10 from Punch-Out.
Stupid.
Yeah. Mega Man, Dr. Wily's Yellow Devil, Sivaroth, Flame Lurker. Let's see. Okay, top 5, Final Fantasy 7, Emerald Weapon. Number 4 is Guitar Hero 3, Through the Fire and Flames. What do you say, man? Pretty hard?
Pretty hard,
did
yeah.
you beat it, man?
I might have, but I think I turned off like failure.
Online forums freaked out about the track's inclusion of Guitar Hero 3, which was to see why the first two Guitar Hero games had challenging songs, but Through the Fire and Flames approached masochism. It didn't even have the standard difficulty ramp. It's just launched into a lightning-fast intro, which truly talented would do using two hands with a well-timed hammer-on trick. The metal track is almost 8 minutes long and never lets up. It still seems impossible to let some players score 100% perfect run on the track, but Through the Fire and Flames mark a turning point for rhythm games where they became tests of not just one's ability to keep time, but tests of raw strength and endurance as well.
Yeah, that was super hard. Because, yeah, it's just constantly going back and forth, up and down the neck, just for 2 minutes straight.
I kind of want to watch it.
Dude, it's ridiculous.
Through the Fire and Flames, Guitar Hero is going to be the first one, right?
That's the actual song.
Guitar Hero. Boom. Here you go. I want to watch this, dude. Yeah, 8 minutes and 34 seconds, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That is ridiculous. Gamer Grub, dude. Performance snack.
It's a sponsor?
I guess that's a sponsor, right? Fluffy Phenom presents his cat walking on the floor. An original video. Why is this a thing, dude? Why are we watching his cat right now?
I don't know.
By Guitar Hero Phenom. Can we, like, actually, like, get to the thing? Oh, is that him?
Looks like him, man.
All right, here we go, dude. I mean, that looks pretty intense.
This is actually the easy part.
Okay.
See, I mean, he's literally not strumming because it's just all hammer-ons and
right.
pull-offs. That's so stupid, though. There you go. And I mean, that's kind of easy too.
Yeah, that's just if you can get the rhythm right. Like that part right there.
But yeah, those like rolls up and down, they get more intense, and it's just retarded.
That looks ridiculous right there. See, he's got a break. I could do that part right there. Green, yellow, blue, yeah. blue and red. Is Guitar Hero 3? Is that the same people that made Rock Band? Is that the last one they made, or is that the first one that where they switched? Do you know?
I think that's the last one they made.
Because it looks like Rock Band here.
Yeah.
Okay, that's ridiculous. Is it? Why am I not impressed by this, but I'm impressed by, like, people beating Destiny with Rock Band drums? Like, this to me just screams, wow, what a nerd. But this is more impressive, I would say, objectively, than people who are, like, really efficient at speedrunning levels or something.
Yeah, it's just like, if you're going to do this and get just perfect 100% on expert, just learn guitar.
That's what I think it is. I think, like,
it's like
you're learning a fake medium for a real thing. It's
right.
not like beating Super Mario you know, in 3 minutes.
Super Mario
right.
in real life.
Right.
So
you could play this song in real life. Mm-hmm.
People do it. It's the song.
I think that's it. I think this is not impressive because people can literally make this exact thing.
Yeah.
It'd be like the equivalent of programming Super Mario versus beating Super Mario. Like,
right. 1,000%.
I mean, it's still impressive that it's there, but it's just like...
It's like, come on, dude.
Now, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's some craziness. It's got to be harder to do this, though, than actually play the song, right?
I mean...
You played guitar when you were younger.
No.
You think not?
It would be harder to play the actual song. Because this is easy enough, because, I mean, give it all the tempo and movement of changing of fingers and stuff, you only have 5 buttons to worry about. Guitar, you have 6 strings.
That's true.
With, you know, 15 frets on each. And then picking also is just not pressing a button. That's finding the right string to pick at the right time. Guitar,
I don't know, man.
Blows
I,
my mind.
Like, I just hear this song, and, like... Sometimes, like, I kind of think this from, like, playing the Beatles, you know, Rock Band really well. That's the only Rock Band I really got good at.
Yeah.
And it's like, there was times where they just added extra buttons in there because they had to make it
harder.
Interesting. Yeah, harder. Like, and so, like, I look at a lot of this stuff. Like, when he's doing all these rolls and stuff, like, they just, like, do they really
I'm sure
add,
all
like,
the rolls
think,
and stuff? But, yeah, the 3, like, finger stuff, I mean, that's actually a chord, you know.
Right.
And the chord is
But, like, when they show
there.
Up, like, okay, they go to red, and then they go back to green, and then they go back over to orange. And, like, do you think he's actually changing that many strings and that many within the song?
Yeah, I mean, it's not all the way up the fret
right.
like that, but it's up 3 different strings going
right.
back and forth like this.
I don't know, man.
It's just,
I guess I don't understand how
guitar works. Is so crazy. Anyone who's really good at guitar blows my mind.
Well, like, this song sounds amateur.
I'm a drummer,
so.
And yeah, I'm just like, it's this kind of concept. I've got...
Well, what was that song you used to play in Rock Band that had the crazy drums in it?
I don't know. I went to my Vimeo the other day. I still got a video of me 100% in Chop Suey on it.
Oh, my God. Can we find that?
Yeah.
What's your Vimeo, dude?
I think it's Vimeo.com/ColbyNewman, I want to say.
Wow, that would be...
And that's really sad that people are going to know that now.
Couldn't find that page.
Thank God that's not it. Just search me. Maybe. Don't go to my Vimeo, people.
I don't think anyone... Oh, the Colby Newman Show episode 2, dude. Should we watch that?
It's still there.
Indulge Studios,
that's
man.
That's right. It's that.
Oh, my God. Look at all this junk.
Oh, it's so much junk. There you go.
Chop Suey Rock Band drums? Here we go, man. Let's watch this. Here we go. Here's some real skill, guys. This is some real skill right here.
8 years ago, I was 14. No, I was 16. That's even sad.
I like your freestyling there, man.
I was.
You look like such a little kid in this
video.
Oh,
yeah, man. 16.
It's because you were, but it's just like, good Lord. Well, that's pretty impressive. Did you 100% this?
Yeah. I got pictures of all the songs I 100%ed on Expert Drums. This is how I learned to drum, by the way. I, like, figured out, like, yellow is hi-hat, red is snare.
Yep. Well, remember my Beatles drums that I had? I actually bought little cymbals for them.
Yeah. I got them.
It's fun, dude.
That one was hard. That little part right there.
Well, anytime you're doing double bass on Rock Band drums is hard because their pedal is terrible.
Right.
And I feel like drumming in Rock Band is a way closer amalgamation to real drums than the guitar is. You know?
Yeah. Because it's easier. Because really, drumming, I mean, you only have...
Right. Like, legitimately, I feel like I can play... I feel like I can play Don't Let Me Down by the Beatles on drums.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not that complicated.
And especially like me, like, I got a few covers of old me drumming the songs...
Right.
...on an actual kit. And when I was doing that, I was drumming to the guitar or this Rock Band track.
Gotcha.
And then I would just play it on a real drum set. And, yeah, I mean, it was pretty accurate. This was the closest thing to drum tabs I could find. Those don't
yeah,
exist.
I agree with you. That's very true.
But yeah, man. That's definitely not the hardest song in the game.
I love your concentrating face.
So much like... chin movement going on.
Let's see what else you got on here, man, while we're just laying around.
Let's not.
I think we should.
Let's not,
I'm kind of curious.
I don't got a whole lot.
Colby goes to Tanganyika.
Yeah.
Watch that one, man. Yeah. You got 100 plays on your episode one, man.
That's terrible.
That's pretty good.
Look at that face, guys. Look at that face.
That's pretty good, dude. A duel of Seth and Colby. That's a classic right there.
Mm-hmm.
127 on your Harry Potter Midnight Premiere video. Am I in this?
Oh, yeah.
I'm kind of scared to watch this.
Oh, yeah.
Nope, no flag for copyrights. We're going to talk over this part.
Hello,
viewers
of the Colby Newman Show.
Is this your Java period?
Yes, it is.
That's sad.
Definitely the Java period.
With a camera.
Taking pictures of the bird, man. You remember that?
Is that what I'm doing? Dude, I love birds, man. Birds are great.
That bird is awesome.
Its mouth is wide open.
Its mouth is wide open, dude. I love birds.
Anyways, welcome to the show. Part of it.
Best camera angle ever.
What is happening?
Mine for Harry Potter.
You're just shooting a video up your nose.
Six. All alone.
Welcome to the show.
We're the only ones in the line.
This is the show.
There's no one else here. It's because what? It's one, and it starts at 12.
Oh, my God, dude.
We waited in that line, literally brought chairs.
It was like 14 hours. You
14 hours for the premiere of Half-Blood Prince.
So stupid.
Hey, there's Chris.
There's Chris, and my sister turned 22 today. God, I look exactly the same. I haven't changed, except my haircut. I look exactly the same.
Oh, God.
I'm like, I'm a timeless person.
Yeah.
We can't hear anything because your stupid Harry Potter soundtrack is so loud.
Harry Potter it up, the whole video. Why not? Why not?
Can't hear any of it.
Can't make money on Vimeo, so might as well. No copyright strike.
Okay, don't be eating right now.
Oh, now I'm in charge.
Be more boring. He got himself.
I like how you make fun of my video when you were shooting up your nose two minutes ago.
And a malt.
Oh, God.
I'm probably videotaping you because I'm super jealous of your hot dog.
Don't. Yeah,
you are. I wanted to ruin your experience with that hot dog.
It was so good.
Let's see what everybody else is doing. There's Chris drinking ketchup. There's Sarah.
The only reason why he said that was because her hair looked ketchup.
Is that why? I have no idea, dude.
Boy Chris.
Oh my God, I forgot about Boy Chris.
It's weird that they both had red hair.
It is.
Pink hair, whatever.
There's Monisa.
It's like, we're both Chris and we both got red hair and they didn't know each other. It was not on purpose.
Yeah.
We are right now.
That was the only time I ever saw that dude. I kicked him in the chest that night because he was asleep in line. I couldn't get him to wake up so I could kick him.
Where am I?
Who was that? How did he come to be here?
He was like Monisa's, like a friend of Monisa's or something.
Colby's drinking now.
Got a piece of grass in my hair.
Gatorade with no label.
How's that Gatorade, man?
That's what happened. Why do you have... Is that a toothpick? That might be a toothpick, right?
It might be from the hot dog.
Right, from the hot... Oh, God. It's Whitney all of a sudden. Why is the camera foggy?
Dude, the camera's from 2008, man.
What are you here for? Harry Potter.
You think this is a cell phone camera?
For Harry Potter?
Yeah, it could be the iPhone. First iPhone 3.
It is in 4.3.
I think.
What else would we tape with?
Hi, what's your name?
Hi.
This has got to be before.
Hi.
Oh my God,
how
this is
you?
Like pre knowing Chris.
Good.
Chris.
What are you here for?
Harry Potter.
You excited?
Yes.
That's so weird, man.
That is weird, dude. She looks young there, too.
Hi, what's your name?
I'm Moaning
Myrtle. Hi,
Your name is
That's a dad joke right there. Hi, I'm dad.
Are you excited?
What is wrong with me?
Oh, God.
Okay.
How old was this? 8 years ago?
Yeah,
I was 22 and making dad jokes already? That's not good, dude.
And he was like, I'm not even gonna... nope.
Are you excited for that?
This is the... Well, no one's ever gonna even know this, but like for future reference, if I ever interview you on camera,
hi,
best thing to do is immediately play along and I'll leave you alone.
Sarah?
Yeah.
Hi.
That's Molly.
Sarah, what are you here for?
Harry Potter.
You excited?
I want you.
Yep.
8 years ago, she would have been 14.
Oh, man.
Hi, what's your name?
Green Man.
And then, see, I played along.
Yeah, I immediately left. Immediately leave. That's why we work. Because you know my tricks.
I know it.
Look at that old cell phone, guys.
Dude.
We used to have cell phones like that.
Yeah, we did. And that was the cool hip thing.
My
was
camera's
a flip
better
phone.
Quality.
So this has got to be on your iPhone. And we had those trash flip phones.
Are you excited?
Or Sarah did at least. I bet I had an iPhone by this time.
Because the last phone that you had that wasn't an iPhone was the Sliver, right?
Right.
I thought so.
I still have that, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it still works. I can boot it up.
I know my parents still have a lot of flip phones just hidden in a drawer somewhere.
That's bad, dude. Why is it all me? Like, right now. Like, this is your video that you edited, and this is all me hosting it.
I don't know why.
What are your favorite pastimes?
Killing people like you who hold cameras.
I'm actually pretty far away from your face.
It's in my face.
What would be considered not in your face?
See that red car over there? Way over there. That's not my face.
Which red car?
Any of them.
So dumb.
Bye.
I watch this and I go, we haven't changed at all.
No, we haven't.
Like, we still have exact conversations like that.
I feel like I've gotten less dumb, but I feel like I've only gotten more dumb.
I totally understand what you mean. Like, we've gotten more dumb, but we're smarter about it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We got Oreos happening, Pringles.
We brought a table.
Was that Nutri-Grain bars on a table right there?
Like, we came prepared. Where did we put all this stuff? Did somebody leave to the car to put all this away before the movie came on?
They had to have, right?
Right? That had to have been. God, that's so
crazy. Weren't there like, there were like, what, eight of us there?
Well, there's people that do that all the time. This was the only time that I ever did it, though.
There's a Warren employee there the whole time I'm doing this, just staring at me, being an idiot. That was it.
I thought we talked to a couple of them at one point, but.
You gave me, oh my God, do I have a Vimeo page? I have zero people.
I was back in the
My bio says, I'm so cool, people buy me drinks everywhere I go.
What is that? You gotta read more, man.
What is
more.
That, dude?
Nope.
What?
We've been doing this crap way too long.
What bio is that? That doesn't make any sense. Do I have likes? I don't know. Did I show this? It was like when porn's going to come up. Oh, my God. Seth and Colby Studio. Is this a Seth and Colby Vimeo?
Oh, my God. We have one of these.
We have a Vimeo, dude.
Oh.
Okay, this isn't that shocking. I think all of these are pretty well known.
Yeah, all these are on Facebook.
Right.
I know that
I'm just more shocked by the fact we have a Vimeo.
Yeah. Got two followers, man.
That is so dumb.
Probably you and me.
Let's see. This person hasn't updated their profile. That is ridiculous. Joined 9 years ago.
We've been doing this too long.
We haven't really.
No.
We've done more episodes since April than we have combined since 9 years ago. So.
We're just getting dumber.
We really have started it a long time ago.
Steering into the curve, I feel like, more now.
I don't know.
It's like, we're going to do it, we're going to do it. Regardless of what happens. But oh, that was a fun trip down memory lane.
Dude, what the heck? What were we even talking about? We're talking about video games. We haven't even finished the list.
Oh, yeah. That's where we were.
We're at number 4 through the Fire of the Flesh. Number 3 is The Nameless King, Dark Souls 3. Number 2 is C'thun in World of Warcraft. And number 1 is Skolos in Destiny.
Really?
He was hard back in the day.
Destiny, though?
Yeah. Number 1.
Destiny must be a bigger game than I think. It's like the new Halo, right?
Destiny's huge.
Yeah.
The problem with Destiny is that it had so much. It's a game people love to hate.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing about it.
Okay.
But like, for context, the subreddit, like the subreddit I'm on, it's about to surpass World of Warcraft in subscribers.
Oh my gosh.
And it's almost about to surpass Minecraft. But you don't hear anything about Destiny compared to the scope you hear about WoW and Minecraft. But the player base is larger.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's a huge game, but people love to hate it. But Destiny is massive. Because, yeah, it's Halo. It's the new Halo. And Halo's trash.
Yep.
Do you know more, like, they just announced that Halo 3 is backwards compatible with the Xbox One? Like, you could now put in your your Xbox, was that a 360 game?
Yeah.
Like, Xbox 360,
Halo 3
disc.
Yeah, I think
into
Halo
your Xbox
3 was
One.
No.
It was the first one for 360,
like Halo
right?
Halo 2 was the first one. No, maybe not. There was two Xbox Ones.
Was it Xbox, then Xbox 360, then Xbox One? Is that how it goes?
No, it was Xbox,
we're
then
missing
it was
one
Xbox
in there, right?
360.
And then Xbox One.
Yeah.
I feel like there's
four PlayStation
Xboxes.
Came out with one, And then Xbox and PlayStation 2 came
out
at the same time.
That's right, because PlayStation 1 competed with the N64.
Right, and I just heard a story the other day that Xbox wasn't going to do the Xbox 2 when PlayStation 3 was coming out, so that's why they had to put a 3 in the title.
Well, right, I read a story, I'll never forget that, the Seth and Brian story I read, when, because that was right when the Wii was about to come out, no one knew what the name of the Wii was.
Right.
And it was the PlayStation 3, and then the Xbox announced his name was a 360, and the reasoning was that the Xbox 360, that it couldn't be two, one right. worse than the PlayStation 3, and a 360 is a revolution, which was the code name for the Wii.
Oh,
that's how it got its name. Xbox is just like Apple now. They just number it whatever they want.
Yep, they're like, screw it.
The Xbox One S, and then there's the Xbox One X.
That makes no sense.
Like, Xbox One came out. Then they released the Xbox One S, which is the only Xbox One you can buy right now. And then they have the Xbox One X that's coming out. Why? Dude, I don't know.
What's with all the X's?
I don't know, man.
Who cares? That's not futuristic.
I don't know, man.
It's moving backwards.
But the Xbox One X is supposed to be, like, super powerful.
We're going back in
time. Like, it's supposed to be, like an amazing video game machine. But the problem is that, like, everybody who makes games for it.
I thought it was the Scorpion.
Well, that was the code name.
Okay.
Yeah, and then they changed it to the Xbox One X.
Oh, my God.
Which sounds like Xbox One S, by the way.
Yes, it does.
And everyone else is just going to call it Xbox One.
It's like no more iterations.
Well, that's what their idea is.
There's no revolution.
It's so powerful.
It's not a revolution.
Right, and then everyone's going...
It's just kind of like a step.
And everyone's going crazy over the Switch because you could take it with you everywhere you go. Yeah. I just don't understand it, man.
Games are
stupid. Why are they so complicated?
I don't get it.
That's really, I do. Well, until Sony came out with the Pro, like Sony just was like, here's the one, here's the two, here's the three, here's the four.
Yep.
Now they got the 4 Pro and the 4 Slim.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're trying to compete with Xbox.
But nothing's
on that
as bad
one,
as Xbox is, dude.
Well, they had a PlayStation 4 Slim, though, too.
No.
I think they had one for
they
the
only
PlayStation
had,
3.
Well, they had a PlayStation 3 Slim. You're right, they did. But I think that was the only PlayStation you could buy.
Right.
Like, I think that was more like a rebranding because people remember the PlayStation 3 as, like, this massive, bulky thing.
Yeah.
And towards the end of their life,
PlayStation 4 is not that much better.
Well, didn't the PlayStation 2 go through, like, 5 designs also? Like, didn't they have one?
They had a Slim, I'm sure.
Right, I think they had a Slim, too.
But, yeah, it wasn't as bulky as the 4 or 3, though.
That's back when slimming electronics down actually meant something.
Yep.
Instead of it being 5 millimeters, it's 4.
Yeah.
Like, the PlayStation 2, I think, went from being, like, this size to, like, this size, you know?
I mean, this is what you call thin enough
right
here.
Right.
Thin enough.
Right.
Any other thing is going to bend or I can't hold.
Right.
It's going to fly out of my hand with the wind because it's so light.
It's a piece of paper.
Who knows? I don't want a piece of paper phone.
Dude.
I want something that's going to fall and not break.
I don't know, man. Skolos being number one, that's pretty intense. I would not have called that. Skolos was very... He's still hard.
Yeah.
Like, he's very hard.
Interesting.
Like, they...
And he's not the top boss, right?
Well, he was... They did expansions, so they had the base vanilla game, which had the Atheon raid in it,
okay.
And then they did the Dark Below expansion, which had the Crota raid in it, and then the Taken King had the Oryx raid in it, and then Rise of Iron had the Wrath of Machine raid in it. This was House of Wolves, which was the second of the two DLCs they announced at launch. This is the only one without a raid, and instead it had like a horde mode. So you had to fight through like 4 levels of hordes. Like the first one you fought one race, and the second one you fought the third second race, so on and so forth. And then the 5th level was Skolos, and he was essentially a raid boss. But because he had all these horde mode mechanics in it, it made it incredibly difficult. And there was no checkpoints because it was horde mode. So if you lost, you had to start over. So that made it hard. People hated it, dude.
I hate the no respawns in Destiny. I'm like, damn it.
It does put a lot of pressure on you.
It does. Yeah.
It's hard to, like, that. Usually you play it with people and you don't care. So
yeah.
That's generally the thing. Unless you play it with my son, he just runs right over your orb and then. Like, me and Luke just sitting there, like, you gonna res us? He's like, no.
I didn't do that, but I literally just ran through one level.
Yeah.
Like, the last time I did, I just jumped over all the
bad guys. Yeah, that's what you do. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Just run.
Yeah. That's what you do, man.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah.
I thought it was like, yeah.
You can't always do it. Sometimes they lock progress until you kill people, but yeah, if you can, do it.
Might as well.
Yeah. Well, those people, they don't care. It's good to spare lives.
Yeah, that's why I'm running. I'm a runner.
Well, this list sucked.
Sucked.
It sucked.
Down the tubes with that list.
Mostly because I didn't understand any of it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we could talk about Talk about iPhone 8 release day draws no crowds, a little enthusiasm in China. The iPhone 8 went on sale in China on Friday. Doesn't seem like people really cared. Previous releases of Apple's iconic smartphone were likely to draw massive crowds. Frenzy enthusiasm and scalper fights, at this time the reaction was a bit more, shall we say, muted. Good. At Apple's West location in Hangzhou, a contingent of 30 to 40 security guards reportedly arrived at 6 a.m. on Friday morning and set up a maze of barricades to keep everything orderly. But at 8 a.m. when the doors did last open, there were two people in line. The guards were forced to awkwardly take down the fencing they had set up hours before. That's apparently great. Employees reportedly outnumbered customers at the beginning of the day.
It was called pre-order. Can't you get it? Doesn't it ship pretty soon as to when you can get it in the store? Do you get it before the stores even get it?
I think you could pre-order them a week before they release, yeah. Right? Isn't that right?
I'm pretty sure. Don't they just ship to your house?
Yeah. You don't need to go to a store anymore, man. It's like us waiting outside Harry Potter. Like, there's things called advanced tickets now. You never have to wait outside again.
I don't remember what phone it was, but I did go out and wait in line for it.
We had to wait in line for our Switch.
Really?
Midnight release, we waited in line for our Switch. We could have pre-ordered, we just didn't.
Right.
We just didn't.
Yeah, there's nothing that is like, I need it now. I need it now! I've gotten over that phase. I'm like, I can wait 2 weeks and maybe go and look and see what's up.
Oh, but I agree, dude. Well, that's what this says. It says that, to explain this less enthusiastic response, Weibo users have speculated that perhaps everyone in China is simply waiting for iPhone X to arrive in November.
Oh, who would have guessed if you release three phones and one of them is better than the other two, that those other two probably won't sell? Who would have guessed that?
Yeah, I agree, man.
God.
Says another likely explanation for the lack of crowds is the growing preference in China for online shopping, with many simply pre-ordering their devices online and having them delivered straight to their door. Apple stores in Hong Kong experienced similarly short lines. Friday morning, the South China Morning Post reports, along with marked increase in the number of worried scalpers who typically are able to buy phones for cheap in Hong Kong before reselling them across the border at a more than tidy profit. Simply response must also worry Apple, which really needs their latest device to be a success following 6 quarters of sliding sales in Greater China. Before the iPhone 8 launched, there were concerns the phone's high price tag would ward off many Chinese shoppers. Recently, Apple's taken a beating in China from domestic smartphone makers who sell their devices at much lower prices. This year, the company has slipped all the way down to fifth in China's smartphone market, behind Huawei, Oppo, Vivo, and Xiaomi. You know, I see a lot of this Xiaomi, like, on this show, like, when they're talking about phones.
Mm-hmm. Well, dude, there's better phones now than the iPhone. Like, I mean, there's better Android operating systems, I think, out there. Not on all Android phones, but there are better ones.
Right.
That's the thing with Android, is they got like 15 different operating systems. And it's just crazy.
The problem is, I just don't know what I want in a phone anymore.
Right.
Like back in the day when the iPhone came out, I was like, oh my God, full web browser. Mm-hmm. You know? And then it was like, oh my God, look at the camera. And then it was like, oh my God, look at, you know, this and that. And
literally, then after that, it was the fingerprint thing for me. And then now it's like, I don't give a crap.
Well, they actually took the fingerprint thing away.
Yeah. Stupid.
Well, I'm gonna
face scanning crap.
I might get the X.
Yeah.
Because I'm gonna change.
You're gonna switch, so I mean, might as well.
I'm gonna change off. Yeah, my phone, and like I'll be upgrade for a thing. But like I went to Best Buy yesterday to ask about pricing and how much it would cost and all that. And they're just like, I'm just like, I could get an 8 today, or I could wait 3 months and get an X.
Mm-hmm.
And like I've been using my phone forever. Why don't I just get the X? Like, there's no difference between my phone and the 8 besides the 8.
So is
faster.
That literally the difference right now, that you could buy the 8 right now, but for the X you have to wait 3 months?
Because it comes out in November, like right around Thanksgiving. Or maybe it's beginning of November.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could wait basically 2 months and get the X. Or I can get the iPhone 8 now.
You know what would be really shitty? Is if Apple did their conference and didn't mention anything about the X.
Oh, and everyone gets the 8.
And then everyone's
the
like, oh, great. It's just another reiteration of the 7. I guess I'll upgrade to get the faster phone. And then they use their upgrade. And then all of a sudden, November comes. Boom, here's a brand new
iPhone. Also, they should have done that.
They really should have.
Because I don't know who would want the X or the 8 over the X.
Right. I don't think anybody
does. Unless you want the smaller phone.
I don't think anybody
because
does.
Because the X is the size of the plus size
is it?
One. Yeah.
See, now that's my thing. I don't got the biggest hands in the world, and this fits me fine.
Right. But still, you know. What are you?
My mother just texted me Steve Jobs.
Oh, billionaires who had cancer.
Oh.
That's what that's about.
Duh.
Billionaires, but he survived his cancer.
Well, then what killed him?
Being old?
The cancer.
Well, the cancer didn't kill him.
The cancer and being old.
Remember the life expectancy of people who had pancreatic cancer twice in their life was like 2 years, and he lived like another 8 years?
Mm.
That's all that money.
That is all that money. Still, he died, though.
Well, everybody dies.
Everybody dies except the super rich. How old's Warren Buffett, man?
Dude, he's 400 years old. Yeah. He was there when the pharaohs were around, dude. That man old. Donald Trump's like 75, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, he's apparently the healthiest man for his age.
He probably is.
Crazy-ass doctor.
Because he's got all... Dude, do you remember his picture of his doctor?
That dude's experimenting with a whole bunch of different shit.
That's the dude that you give $1 million to,
exactly.
And he'll do whatever you want.
Sir, just make me better. Just
I'm going to put a live chimpanzee inside your heart. He'll keep you alive forever.
Got a chimpanzee heart. He'll be operating it on wheels, turning you and keeping you going. Sometimes he gets enraged, and then that's when he tweets. That's when you get that picture of him driving a truck, like, ah!
Oh, my God.
That's our president, man.
It's so bad.
The best part is that our audio listeners who heard me just go,
will know exactly the face and action I was doing. Without any description whatsoever.
They definitely will.
Because he's a clown person.
What'd Kim Jong-un call him?
A dotard.
A dotard. Has he responded to that yet?
Oh, probably.
I'm sure, like, immediately after he went to Twitter.
He probably was like, search Kim Jong-un on Twitter and tried to add him. Realize he wasn't on it.
I want to see. Let's just... it's always just a great experiment to just go and see what he's tweeting about.
I mean, I can pull it up on stream, you know.
Go for it, buddy.
Twitter.com/RealDonaldTrump. Let's see here. God, look at his header photo. It's just the world's biggest American flag.
A terribly fake vector flag.
Yeah.
Like, you could find a real picture of a flag blowing in the wind, but nah.
Let's see here.
Nah.
Oh, he's tweeting about the NFL. He retweeted Don Warren, "You can boycott our anthem, we can boycott you. NFL MAGA. Boycott the NFL." Okay, good luck with that, guys. That's like boycotting breathing.
"We can boycott you." All caps. "Hey, President, your caps lock is on. It's stuck.
Please inform the champion Pittsburgh Penguins of the NHL will be joining me at the White House ceremony. Great team."
"Just heard Foreign Minister of North Korea speak at UN. If he echoes thoughts of Little Rocket Man, they won't be around much longer." Is he referring to Kim Jong-un?
That's Kim Jong-un. Yeah, and that's when Kim Jong-un said dotard to him.
Oh, my God.
You know what's scary? All right, I can see the likes on here. I don't know if you can see the likes on yours. But the tweet right before that, Roger Goodell of NHL just put out a statement trying to justify the total respect certain players show to our country.
Mm-hmm.
It has 135,000 likes. Mm-hmm. The one about the foreign minister of North Korea where he insults a man that has nuclear weapons only has 110,000 likes. Like, that's why boycotting the NFL won't work, because more people care about the NFL than dying via nuclear war.
I think you are correct on that one.
That's just not going to matter.
What a good Trump update.
My God. We could just do a weekly segment of what's Trump been tweeting, but that's really depressing, and I kind of
really
don't want to know, honestly. If I'm being totally honest,
being
I kind of don't want...
Totally
we didn't finish
honest.
This list at all.
We're all over the place again, guys. We know how to operate shows and do funny things.
We went down memory lane and just never stopped going. Yeah. Let's see here. I think most of these suck. We finished that
China.
One up. Yeah. Nah. Let's see here.
Stories.
Oh, there's the HIV one. We just in the middle of that one. Yeah, I got lots of China stuff this week. WeChat confirms that it makes all private user data available to the Chinese government.
That's great.
WeChat, developed by Chinese firm Tencent, is a messaging app similar to WhatsApp. They hand over all private data.
Dude, everyone that is an app does that.
It gives all user information to the Chinese government. Popular app privacy statement now informing the users of virtually all the private user information will be disclosed to the authorities.
We need, like, a text-to-talk app for just terms and service and, like, listen to it as a podcast one time just to make sure that you don't sell your soul kind of crap.
It'd be so long.
It would be, but, I mean, we gotta know, right?
Well, like, okay, let's try to experiment. iTunes. Actually, I might have to do it on Mac. I don't know if Windows does text-to-speech, does it?
I don't know.
iTunes, terms of service. Okay, let's see here. Legal, Apple Media Services.
Oh, God.
So here is Apple Media Services Terms and Service right here.
That's longer than Game of Thrones.
Okay, so let's just copy this. Let's see here. Okay, let's see here. copy. I did hit copy, right?
Yeah.
All right. I don't even. I probably don't even have Word on here.
Ooh.
Like, you have to install Word, right? What's WordPad? Is
I
that?
I think that would work.
Let's try WordPad.
That's the that's text edit.
That looks like Word Lite.
It really does. Okay,
paste. Let's see. How many words is this?
Select all.
Select all.
And then go up to file.
File.
Nope.
See, I want to like save it as like a like see in a Mac I can like read it and then I can save that to a file and then I was gonna see how like many like how the length of that like how long it would be to read it.
It'd be 2 days straight.
I was just trying to find the word count in here.
Speaking of which, I got the first Game of Thrones book.
Oh yeah,
I want to start reading.
Chris started reading those. She said they were horribly boring. And
really?
So she stopped reading it. Yeah.
They are kind of odd. With it's much more like old English rather than the
show.
Well,
it's also not by chapter; it's by like character.
Uh-huh.
So you kind of have to remember everything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so far I've read 3 chapters, and they're all very similar to the very first 10 minutes of the first episode.
Well, I mean, that's good.
It literally goes: the White Walkers kill those three, the three Watchers,
right
in the woods.
Right.
Then it goes to Bran watching the dude get his head cut off after he ran from that.
Okay.
And then it goes to Daenerys and her brother being a dick.
Yep.
And then it goes back
Does he touch her nipples in the book, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
And says, I would let all the men and their horses and everyone fuck you and...
He's a
that.
Lovely dude.
Literally, it was almost word for word. There have been several sentences where I'm like, that was in the script.
That's why
for
it's
show.
Better mm-hmm. in the earlier seasons, yeah. is because they had that material
right.
to work with. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I read the Ned chapter, which was he heard that John Aaron just died and that Robert's coming to visit.
Right.
And then that's basically it. Big difference is they don't call them White Walkers, they call them the Others.
Like in Lost?
Mm hmm.
That's probably why they had to change it.
Yep.
Because everyone would be like, it's Lost again.
Right.
Udders.
Yep. It's the Others. I was like,
Udders.
Are you talking about just, you don't know their names yet? Or
it's
what?
Ben
but yeah,
and,
it's
yeah.
the Others.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all them.
It was Jacob. It's interesting. But yes, it's very similar to the show.
Did you buy those books?
I bought the first one.
Why don't you go to the library and just get them for free?
Because I want to own them.
Why?
I want a collection of books to make me look smart. I bought that.
I got a collection of book, man. Do I look smart?
Yeah.
No.
Thanks for the kind words, though,
yeah,
but
sure.
No.
If you read all those Harry Potter books, you're smarter than me, because I couldn't get
those. I didn't read those. Those are too hard.
Yeah.
My 8-year-old son's reading them, but I'm not.
I
got
like halfway through the Sorcerer's Stone, and I was like...
So that's an easy one, too.
Yeah.
That's before they were big.
I just really hope that, like, I mean, Viserys, when he was talking, him and Danny's conversations, they were pretty, like, standard English. But then that first chapter, the prologue with the Watchers, they were like,
right.
"Aye, the night is here."
Well, why do you think it takes so long to write them? Like, they got to be complicated
because
he doesn't talk that way.
Old school English, yeah, it's not good. That's why I like the show; is it's very kind of modern.
Right, it dumbs
Bitch,
it down.
Please give me that.
I don't think that happens. I don't remember that line in the movies or the TV show.
Tyrion says it at one point.
I'm sure he does. You're probably right. All right, what else you want to talk about, man? I want to talk about any of our stories. Unless you want to talk about LeBron James versus Donald Trump.
I do want to see that.
Do you know do you know what that is?
No.
Oh, that's going to make your day.
Fantastic.
Okay, so basically, you know LeBron, hold on. I'm going to go back to Twitter, pull up the source.
Just hold on.
Let's see. Okay, why doesn't it say my recently closed for Trump, huh?
Okay, here we go.
Let's see here. Okay, right here. Going to the White House is considered a great honor for a championship team. Steph Curry is hesitating, therefore invitation is withdrawn. Okay, that's what he tweeted.
I thought they already turned him down.
They did. All
like
right.
When they won.
And then LeBron made that very clear. You bum at Steph Curry 30 already said he ain't going, so therefore ain't no invite. Going to White House was a great honor until you showed up.
Ooh.
which is actually pretty brazen for a person to say in his. I mean, that's LeBron James taking a stand against Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Like, that's pretty huge, actually.
Well, what does he have to care about?
He doesn't.
His money comes from the NBA, right. And just as long as they don't care what he says,
NBA,
he's the best player ever.
Well, and the NBA has already said ahead of, like, because the NFL is going through all this junk, you know, the NBA has already come out and said our players can protest in whatever way they see fit.
That's awesome.
Yeah, the NBA is very pro-player.
That is awesome.
Because they realize that...
the ones who bring in the money.
Right. Without the players, there's no NBA. Because
exactly.
Football is less about the stars and more about the teams.
Yeah.
The NBA is not that way.
Right.
And they know that. So, like, yeah, LeBron James said, you bum, Steph Curry already said that he ain't going, so therefore ain't no invite. And then Trump called white supremacists very fine people, but he called LeBron James a son of a bitch. So that's great. Let's see. I don't know if this video
is... one of these NFL owners.
Oh, God.
When somebody
God.
Oh, what the what? What the what?
Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now. Out. He's fired.
He's fired.
He's fired.
Has Obama ever said the word son of a bitch?
Some owner's going to do that.
Oh, no.
You got to be
shitting. He's going to say, that guy that disrespects our flag, he's fired.
He's fired. So Trump is obviously very anti-athlete right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then Steph Curry came out and said about LeBron Streep. It was a pretty strong statement. It's bold. It's courageous for any guy to speak up, let alone a guy that's much to lose LeBron jobs. Like I said, we all kind of have to stand as one as best we can. So, like, Steph Curry is, like, also fine with, like, everything LeBron said.
Yeah. Like, I would think so by not going to the White House.
Yeah, it's LeBron's Trump has made over 1.1 million likes and 550,000 retweets in a half day. It's the most ever by an athlete.
Wow.
For this tweet right here, man.
Wow.
Now it has 1.3 million likes, 630,000 retweets.
That's crazy. God. Talking to our great president of the United States like that. Have some respect before I show up and teach you a lesson. God, I hate Twitter.
Well,
I hate the internet.
Well, the best part about Twitter, like, okay, so this dude right here, he has 943 responses to him. He has 1.2 thousand likes.
Mm-hmm.
And then the person who just made an inside joke, who is this nobody, which is how Trump would generally respond to something like this, he has 6,000 likes. Like, six times more people liked his inside joke response than the person who... is an
it's
idiot.
Because you're just talking trash on Twitter. Who likes that anymore?
Well, and like, this person's like, apparently someone's having a moment of roid rage. Delusions of grandeur are a known side effect. Like, he's LeBron James, dude.
I think his grandeur is just fine.
Yeah, you can't have delusions of grandeur when you're literally one of the grandest people on the planet
the
Earth.
Top player in the field that you're in.
Yeah. Yeah, he's LeBron James.
I mean,
more people probably knew who LeBron James was than they knew who Donald Trump was before he was president.
Yes.
Easily.
Yes.
Because there's people in Africa running around in LeBron James jerseys.
Uh-huh.
No one in the Congo knows who Donald Trump is. They all know
you're
who LeBron
fired.
James is.
Fired. Yeah. Yeah. No, I watched The Apprentice, favorite show on TV. No.
Right.
No.
Also, Steph Curry has been to the White House before.
Yeah.
So, like,
dude, I would not want to be there and take a picture with him either.
No. And that's exactly what Donald Trump wants, is to have his arm around Steph Curry and the big thumbs up.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, and Steph Curry, like, I'm not going to do that, dude. He's there with Obama.
It's just like, yeah, you're the president, but you're also a shitty person.
Right.
It's just kind of that.
Well,
it.
And like, that's the
if
thing
you're
is
calling
like,
people sons of bitches when you're the top of the top of the line, dude.
Right.
All you have is to punch down.
Right. Yeah.
And people don't like people who punch down.
Yeah, that's why people make a big deal out of Melania, because her whole, like, you know, the first lady always has a thing.
Yeah.
You know, her thing is anti-bullying. And that's literally her husband's M.O.
Yes.
Like, that's what he does all
God,
the time is
just
bully people.
Insane.
Like, he's trying to bully Colin Kaepernick and LeBron James. Like, that ain't gonna work.
Shut up, man.
But the thing is that we're talking about it, and that's all he wants.
I guess.
He doesn't care about being liked. He
no,
cares
I
about
think
being
he'll
talked
settle
about.
For that. I think he
You're,
wants the love
You're right.
and
You're
everything
right.
like
You're
that,
right.
but he'll settle
well,
for
there's people
least
that people that love him, though, because of what he's doing. It's like, oh, man, he stood up to LeBron James.
Yeah, that one guy.
He's standing up to Rocket Man, and he's standing up to that black man.
It's just like, come on, people.
Are
we really going to internet fight with the presidency of the United States?
Yeah.
This is insane.
That's how he was elected, man.
That's why 2017 is the death of
We got 4 more years, dude.
Oh, God.
He hasn't even been president for a year. Just remember that. We're already worried about nuclear war. We still got 3.5 left. Remember that, man.
I just want to move. I don't want to be here. It's just like, it's not even the fact, like, I appreciate everything that America has to offer. But if this is the voice that we choose to represent it.
I agree, man. It's hard to come to grips with it. Especially when the majority of Americans didn't want this.
Right.
It's like we're all living through a bad joke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is.
But because we all respect the process, we just let it happen.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what you gotta do when you're in a democratic society.
Right.
No, that's not, I don't know. Well, we're democratic.
A democratic republic.
Capitalist. And then it's just like, come on.
It's crazy, dude.
Anyway, settling on a bad note.
Go to Denmark.
Yeah.
That's where we need to move, dude.
Yeah.
Because Carmen knows Dutch. She can come translate
Let's
for
do
us.
It, man.
They got legal weed. They got fast internet.
Sounds great.
They got mountains. They got lakes, I'm sure.
I'm sure for universal health care.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
I think they also have just like a minimum wage for living.
Let's find out. Does Denmark have a universal... Denmark, universal, basic income, health care. Top two things. So, yeah. Finland has that. What can we learn from Denmark? Basically, so they have it. Guaranteed minimum income right here.
Cyprus, France.
I'm just trying to see who has it right now. Yeah, France has it. Other countries, Brazil, Canada, Denmark, Finland, Germany. Well, they use the United States as Social Security.
Yeah.
That's not the same thing. I think Denmark, like, literally has guaranteed income. Yeah, man, we should move to Denmark.
I agree.
We could do the show in Denmark. Who cares? We could tell people. We could literally move to Denmark right now and tell people we're in America and no one would know any better.
Yep. You just need to get a white room and bring everything in this room, man.
Or we could not and just tape. We moved to a different house.
Kidnap your son.
They wouldn't know. They wouldn't know, man.
Let's go.
Stupid. All right, guys. Well, that's a happy note, Dan.
Happy note.
We could talk about... let's see what else we got here. We have nothing else fun to talk
okay.
about.
Okay. Sorry, guys. More depression. At least it's a happy song. Lift your spirits
we
up.
We should really talk about politics first.
We really should.
So then we can move on to other things.
I think this is always how it happens. We always get to a point at the end where we're like, we give up.
Yeah. Oh, well, what can we do? Everybody, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching the show. We are Seth and Colby. We're live every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central and every Thursday at 7 p.m. Central at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby. You can also watch the show on demand and highlights from the show at our YouTube page, youtube.com/Seth and Colby. And of course, the podcast, the audio podcast, is available on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. If you're listening there, please give us a 5-star review. It would make us very happy. And if you're listening, follow us on Twitch. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Those numbers make a difference. I appreciate the people who followed and subscribed over the last week. We had over a dozen of you, so it's much appreciated that you guys did that.
Something for like 100
followers. Yeah, let's wear those costumes.
Sounds good.
All right. We'll talk about that later because I don't know if I really want to do that.
Weird.
Yeah.
Do something. Yeah. Something fun and interesting.
Yeah. There you go, man. Something fun and interesting.
That's
bottomless
very
show.
There you go. Can't do nipple.
No, because we can't show that we're bottomless either. Yeah,
but we are.
But we will be. No, we're not now. We will be. Look, here's a leg. There you go, man.
I'm bottomless.
All right, guys. So we'll see you Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. Follow us on Twitter for fun updates throughout the week. Twitter.com/SethandColby. And we'll see you guys later, Tater. Bye-bye.
Audio.